Regular season's over, and with Triple SFM, you can enjoy the finals action here on Sunday Morning Sport.
She gave you everything she had, but she was young and gone. She died.
Some pressure being applied by the Lightning, some denial. Gone inside to Braithwaite, and she's going to put that up. And she's starting to have a real presence in this game.
Thorne now on the floor at the high post, turns around twice and nails the jump shot.
Sandy with a quickly down court to Evans. Inside the line, Jackson goes to the baseline. Reverse layup. Three-pointer for Natalie Hurst. And down goes the crowd. All up.
Jackson with a great rebound. Easy push off the glass.
The regular season's over. It's time for the playoffs.
Miss Taylor, and she just banks in the shot. Doesn't bank it in, hits all back.
Now Hughes in possession of the ball. The aggressor, good pass to Annie Burgess. She gets the two. A fuse from outside, hits from 3-point range. A magnificent shot.
Stay with Triple SFM right throughout the finals action. During the week, Mark Aston had an opportunity to catch up with Simone Thurtell from the ABC's WNBL coverage.
It's getting down to the serious time of the season with the WNBL finals coming up this weekend.
It certainly is. We've got both semi-finals this weekend with Adelaide playing Canberra. That's the first semi-final, obviously, with Adelaide finishing minor premiers and Canberra finishing in second place. And then the second semi-final is Dandenong taking on the Sydney Panthers. So the top four teams of the league, as they were all through the competition this year, and really both of those matches should be absolute pearlers. And we're very much looking forward to it, and of course we'll be showing the first semi-final, which is good news for Canberra viewers because the Capitals will be on your screens this Saturday afternoon.
Yes, of course we did see that game last weekend. It was perhaps a bit of inspired decision for the last weekend of the regular season that the top four teams happened to meet.
It worked out perfectly, didn't it, for Lorraine Landon, the CEO of the WNBL, that it just gave everybody. I don't know about the coaches though. I'm sure in one way they were happy to meet each other and put their teams out and find some combinations and also see how they were competing against each other. But in another way, I mean, especially for Adelaide and Canberra, that both had a significant injury coming out of last week's game, and it didn't mean too much, especially for Adelaide and Canberra. Last week was basically, I suppose, more psychological than anything else. They'd come away with a bit more of a boost going into this week's semi-final. But as far as placings on the ladder or positions or anything like that, it didn't mean anything. So it was a really interesting feeling at the stadium in Adelaide last week that, yes, they both wanted to get out there and win, but it certainly wasn't win at all costs, and at different stages of the match that was quite evident.
There was talk before the game, though, that nothing would be held back. But after the game, there were comments that, we didn't really try everything.
Yeah, and I would say that was pretty much true from both sides as well. Although we had individual players who definitely had brilliant matches. Jay Tingey for Adelaide had a sensational game, and it was great to see for Canberra Lucille Hamilton back on court after her hand injury and being sidelined for quite a few weeks. She's back, and she was in sensational form and really kept the Capitals in it in that first half and continued to play beautifully in the second half, especially since her sister Jacinta had a shoulder injury in the first quarter. She had an AC joint injury, and Carrie Graff, rightly so, decided to bench her for the entire match because why risk Jacinta when she will be crucial to their playing this weekend?
Yeah, Rachel Spawn's injury looks like it might be a little bit more serious though.
Yeah, that was a little scary. Third quarter, first 90 seconds of the third quarter, Rachel got an accidental hit on the shoulder neck region from Lauren Jackson. They were contesting a ball and then whipped her head round and hit another one of her players as she went down to the court. But she was in a lot of trouble on Saturday. She received attention immediately for 10 to 15 minutes on the sideline, then was taken straight back to the dressing rooms and in fact went to the hospital for neck x-rays. So that is is a huge blow for the Adelaide Lightning. If by some miracle she does manage to get on court, which I'm not sure that will be the case, at what capacity would be the thing, Rachel taking part in that semi-final? And she is their inspirational player. You would think she would be the club's MVP, and also pushing for a spot in the All-Star 5 in the league, because her statistics are phenomenal. You know, she's scored over 300 points for the club this season. Her rebounding is amazing, and just her inspiration is leading as their captain. You know, always when something needs to be done, if the Lightning are a little flat, she's always the one to step up a gear and get in there and get a crucial board. So, yeah, that remains to be seen, but I'm sure a very worried Jan Sterling, the Adelaide coach, at this point during the week leading into that semi-final.
Indeed, you'd expect she would be, because I talked with Rachel earlier in the season. She was disappointed at the amount of time she got in the WNBA, and I think was trying to make up for it.
Yeah, especially here, and word is I'm not sure she's actually going to head back to the WNBA at the end of the WNBL season. I'm not sure she wants to go back to America. I think with Rachel, she's just achieved so much at the moment. She's the Opals captain, and she's the Lightning captain, and she's got the silver medal with the Opals and the bronze medal, and I just think one more championship with the Lightning. And Adelaide, of course, I know Canberra are quite parochial, but Adelaide like to call themselves Title Town with their AFL teams and their netball teams, and especially with their WNBL team. They went on a real run there for a couple of years and won championships throughout different codes, and I'm sure Rachel was looking at leading the Lightning to starting that off again this year. And really, they had a record of 17-4 for the season, which is phenomenal. Finished minor premiers. Go into this Saturday looking to host, if they win, obviously going to host the grand final in Adelaide. And I think they gave themselves a pretty good shot over the Capitals, considering they've got the split over them in the league. And really, Canberra have struggled to beat Adelaide this season. So I think all of that adds up to being disappointing for Rachel. Yeah, because she's not one. By any means, he's such a competitor, hates sitting on the sideline, and I can't imagine how difficult it would be for her if she had to sit on the sideline for the final series.
And I can imagine injuries could play a factor in the finals. Dandenong obviously have already been hit by injuries with Ali Douglas missing. It could be a factor and decide the title perhaps.
Look, in the beginning of the season, everybody thought it was Dandenong who were going to be minor premiers. They went on a 10-match winning streak and were sitting at the top of the table by themselves quite comfortably, and that was the stage where Ali Douglas was firing. She had 5 double-doubles in her first 7 matches, so recorded double figures in 2 different categories, whether that be scoring and rebounding, and that was basically where she was recording her figures. She was just massive on the boards for Dandenong. And then, of course, she was complimented, Penny Taylor, the league MVP from last season, was out there bombing away and regularly scoring high 30s and low 40s even on some occasions. And so Dandenong were looking an impressive team, very, very difficult to beat. But then, of course, Ali did her knee. Chose not to have the knee operated on and chose to just, it hadn't torn all the way through, chose not to have it operated on and to just sit the season out and see whether it would heal itself. At one stage during the league, it looked like she would be ready and back for the final series and got back on court perhaps a little early in training and ripped it again. So unfortunately, Ali Douglas, that knee injury now is a major problem, and for the Rangers, it just was so instrumental because their season then plummeted as soon as she was on the sidelines. It needs somebody from that team. If they are to progress through the finals, somebody else needs to step up. Now, Penny Taylor still manages to score some good numbers, although struggles against Canberra. So should it be that Canberra lose this weekend and Dandenong win and they perhaps meet in the preliminary final the week after this weekend, then Canberra really have the wood over Penny Taylor. Lauren Jackson and Shelley Sandy in particular have some great defence, and Shelley really knows how to shut Penny down. But Emily McInerney is perhaps the key to the Dandenong Rangers. She really needs to step up, not just defensively and on the boards, but she needs to start scoring as well. We've seen her put down a few three-pointers in previous matches, and she really can shoot from the field, and she's going to have to need to take a big step up in that league if Dandenong are to overcome Sydney to start off with. But Sydney have Annie Burgess, and you'd have to say if Annie Burgess fires, then Sydney can beat anyone on their day. As they showed a couple of rounds ago, they played Adelaide at home and defeated Adelaide by, you know, more than 20 points. So I think the beauty, Mark, is that these four teams all have varied records against each other throughout the season, and really there is no clear-cut final coming into the first round of semi-finals. And as they say, it could be anyone's game, and that's on paper when you look at it as well. Their statistics for all four teams are very, very close as to how many points they score per match, how many points they allow their opposition to score. So I think, as you said, injuries and perhaps just star performances on the day, it's going to be which team and which individual players really want it the most will determine who's going to win these initial games.
Dandenong, of course, get to host Sydney. They won in overtime last weekend. How important is that going to be to them?
Well, that'll be a huge psychological advantage. And so far as crowd, Dandenong, get a good support down at their home stadium. Whether or not that will play too much of a part, I'm not sure. The crowds aren't quite as loud and as vocal as we've seen at Tuggeranong during the season for Canberra, that's for sure. But it's always good to have a final at your home because you don't have to travel. You're comfortable with the surroundings. You know the rings, whether they're soft, whether they're hard, how they play. And you can have, you know, your family and your supporters there. But psychologically, winning in overtime last week would be huge. But this is the point where you sit here, and it's the same with Canberra. Do you sit here and say that perhaps it might work more in favour for Sydney because they did lose in such tight circumstances, and perhaps that means they'll come out firing, you know, all the more. They might be hungrier than Dandenong. They've had their loss. Now this is, you know, their game where they think they're going to come out and win. Look, and it's the same for Canberra. A lot of people said if they were coming into last week's round on a nine-match winning streak, you know, a lot of people saying to me it's better that they lost last week because they'll come out this week and they'll be more focused, more fired up, and they'll perhaps win this week. So it's all psychological at finals time, and I think a lot of champions will tell you that, not just in basketball, that when it gets down to the gold medal swim or the gold medal match or the finals match, then most players out there deserve to be out there and have a lot of ability and, you know, a lot of the same abilities, and it really does come down to that small psychological factor of which team works more as a unit and which individuals will come out and really play hard and shine.
Considering you've sat and watched all the Saturday games with your coverage on the ABC, have you found the level of competition there?
Look, we've had some fantastic matches, I must admit, and some of the best ones have involved the Canberra Capitals, and specifically the Capitals facing off against the Dandenong Rangers. We've had quite a lot of feeling. I know a lot of Canberra fans will remember an early match that we had at Tuggeranong between Canberra and Dandenong. Got a little bit out of control. The refereeing didn't quite control what was happening on the court. The crowd weren't quite enjoying what the referees were doing out on court either, and it was all getting very hostile, and I must say the feeling was just through the roof on that occasion. Unfortunately for the local fans, it was Dandenong who came out and won that particular game, but a couple of weeks ago we headed back down there for Sandy's last match at Tuggeranong, and I think that was the best atmosphere I've experienced so far this year. Again, it was Canberra playing Dandenong, and Canberra played through the roof. Absolutely superb performance. Shelley Sandy put in a phenomenal game, as did Lauren Jackson. I think on that occasion scored 43 points with 17 rebounds and 8 blocks. Now, if you can get Lauren doing something like that, I mean, anyone... I think it's such a privilege to sit and watch Lauren Jackson play like that, and we've seen her play like that all season since she rejoined the club. And sometimes you just sit there and you see some of the turnaround jumpers that she pulls off or the three-point shots that she takes from a mile outside the arc, and it's just, you have to pinch yourself and think, this young lady's heading back to the WNBA as one of their stars. I know her coach, Lynn Dunn from the Seattle Storm, is out here. She was out here last Saturday watching Lauren play, and she will be there again this weekend to watch Lauren play and see how she's going and also scout some other Australian talent. But I think, yes, we've had some good battles, but a highlight definitely has been watching Lauren play. And I think if you ask my co-commentator, Michelle Timms, she would agree. There have been other, I like to look at the individual performances, and a lot of them do come from Canberra. I think Shelley Sandy has had a sensational season, and watching her grit it out over and over again, week after week, Shelley's had a history of back complaints and injuries, and yet she's out there inspiring her team every week. She's the one that's the go-to girl on many occasions when the team are perhaps in a bit of a lull. I might sound a little bit Canberra biased here, but I think I've enjoyed Canberra's matches quite a bit this season.
I was going to actually ask you if there was an individual performance that stood out, but I think you answered it.
Yeah, I think Lauren, and it's amazing to see her figures and the fact that she's played, you know, perhaps half a season. She's played, you know, 9 or 10 less matches than everyone else. Yet when you look at the top 10 in each category, in 3-point categories, in points percentage from the field, from the free throw line, in the blocking, she's starring in the top 10. She's in the top 3 of most of those categories. And when she's only played, I think it's 13 matches through the season of the 21, then, yeah, she is a marvel to watch. And she's just getting better and better, which is great news for the Seattle Storm. And I'm sure that Lynn Dunn is quite happy to see that. Although, in saying that, last week, Adelaide did a pretty fair job of shutting Lauren down. She didn't get her normal huge amount of points and rebounds. So I'm sure Lauren will also look at that and see how Adelaide managed to double team her and shut her down. And I'm sure Carrie Graff is also looking at the tape and just looking at whether or not, if Lauren shut down, who the next person to go to is and whether that person is functioning in the role. So look, I think one thing is for certain, that the next couple of weeks, the next 3 weeks of finals are going to be sensational. I'm looking forward to some very hard basketball and some talented basketball, and I just think it's going to be fantastic to watch. I can hardly wait.
Yeah, and you've got a great player, ex-player now, I suppose. Michelle Timms sitting next to you as well. She's great to work with.
Oh, she's fantastic. She makes my job so easy. She makes me laugh every week. First and foremost, she is a funny, funny lady, and she just has some fabulous stories to tell, and she has one of the best insights to the game that I have ever seen, and that's male or female. I think Michelle has played basketball for so many years, has represented Australia at an elite level for so many years. I think it was 16 years that she was telling me. She was the first player, male or female, to go over to America and play in the American League. She is the one that has pioneered basketball in Australia. And I say that, again, across the male or female spectre, I think Michelle Timms has had the biggest impact. And it was interesting to see last week in Adelaide, there were fans that were out from America and had toured and actually stopped in Adelaide so that they could see the WNBL and came up to Michelle and were just in awe. Sometimes I'm not sure whether Australians realise how big Michelle Timms is in the world of basketball. She played in Germany, she's played in the European leagues, and in America she is huge, especially in Phoenix, where she's heading back to, I think, more so in a media role in the next year or so. But Michelle Timms, if you want to listen to somebody who absolutely loves basketball and has such an enthusiasm for it, she's the one. And I just I have great joy each week when I meet up with her and get to sit there for an hour and a bit and watch some of the best basketball in Australia.
And of course the finals coverage will be on the ABC.
They certainly will, and we've got a change to our time. It will start at 4 o'clock now. Normally our coverage starts at 4:30 on a Saturday, but there is that potential for overtime and for very tight matches that will stretch out in the time frame. So we've moved our time. Start time will now be 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon for the next 3 Saturdays, and the coverage is 2 hours live around the country going to 6 o'clock. So hopefully we'll get every single point, every single basket, every single bounce of the ball, which will be great.
Your tips then this weekend, Friday night, Dandenong, Sydney.
I think Sydney will come back. How bad? In a way, that's a pretty big call, isn't it? But I think Sydney will come back at Dandenong and get them in the, pip them on the post, perhaps.
Penny Taylor with 40-plus performances in the last 3 games as well. So.
Well, yeah, I think obviously Karen Dalton and her coaching team, Dean Vickerman, will be definitely looking at that, and that's the thing, they have to shut down Penny. So if they can do that, then they can win.
It'll be interesting. Of course, the big one on Saturday, Adelaide and Canberra, to see who hosts the grand final.
Look, I'm thinking the Capitals, especially since, Rachel Sporn has this injury. And I actually am one of the believers that thinks that it was good for Canberra to lose last week, and that they will come out. They lost Last week they didn't have a bit of that fire in the belly, and at one time out we did hear Carrie Grass say, you know, this is not championship hoops. If you're going to play like this, we will not win. And I think Carrie will have drummed that out of them during this week. And what they really need to do is get on the boards. Last week they didn't get on enough offensive boards, and that cost them. And I think if they do that this week, then Canberra can in fact beat Adelaide and host the grand final in 2 weeks' time.
We're the capital. Well, the Capitals actually won the grand final 2 years ago in Adelaide too, so they know how to win in Adelaide.
Look, and that's true, but it's funny, they don't have a good record away. That was their one win in Adelaide. Going into last week's match, the home record in Adelaide for Adelaide was 11-1 against Canberra, which has now moved to 12-1 after last week's victory. So that one victory that they have in Adelaide was the grand final win. So you're right, they just have to remind themselves they do know how to win there. And really just come out focused and ready to play through to that grand final. But of course, the luxury for both Adelaide and Canberra is if they do lose this weekend, they have another shot at it the weekend after in the preliminary final.
Yeah, hosting that game.
Exactly.
Well, Simone, thanks a lot, and good luck calling for the next couple of weeks. It should be a great final series.
Thanks very much, Mark. Not a problem. We're all sure to enjoy it.
He also was able to have a chat with Shelley Sandy and Jacinta Hamilton, along with Coach Graff, about their thoughts leading into today's game.
Well, Shelley Sandy, regular season's now over. It's playoff time. Do you step up a level now?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been really difficult for us. I think the last, 6 weeks we've been on the road and it's hard, and our girls are a bit tired, but this week everyone's just so excited. We'll play on adrenaline, so we'll be a different team this week.
You'd won 9 in a row leading into last weekend's loss. Was that a good time to have a loss, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was. We're not too concerned. I think we played the game. We didn't play with as much passion as we usually do. It was a dead game. It didn't really mean anything. We were always going to finish second. So I think we went there and we played, and practice has been wonderful this week. Lots of intensity, and you can see everyone just wants it. And so I think it was a good game to lose if you can, if you're going to lose one, and because this one's the important one and we want to win this one.
Same team, same venue. You didn't play well last weekend, and yet at three-quarter time it was all even.
Well, that's right. We haven't... defensively, we did quite well, I thought. They made some huge baskets right at the end of the shot clock, and that really hurt us. And we had a poor start, and that hurt us as well. But, we really need to pick up our offence as well. They play good D, and I think this game will be a defensive game, as it usually is with Adelaide. So, but we've really got to work on our offence and get the ball moving and get it inside to Lauren a lot more.
For you personally, of course, a couple of games left in your career.
Yeah, and I think it is starting to get it's starting to hit me a little bit. My body's actually feeling great at the moment, so now I think I might start to question my what I've said about retiring. But no, it just makes me want to play more and play hard these last few games and just really enjoy it. Yeah.
And of course, a win this week could mean your last game would be back here in Canberra.
Oh, that would just be a fairy tale come true. That'd be sensational. Yeah, win this weekend and get the home final and win it here. That would just be wonderful. Hopefully that's the way things will work out. But if not, that's okay too. I just want to make it and win it.
How important, though, would it be to have home court advantage rather than having to go back to Adelaide, say, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, home court advantage is means so much here in Canberra. We have such wonderful support, and we really lift when we play here. Whatever happens, we'll just go and play. But it would be wonderful to play here. Just our crowd is amazing, and you can see it when we warm up how we want it so badly. And it would be wonderful to have that home court advantage. But if not, you just have to deal with whatever situation you're in. So we'll be okay, whatever happens.
So this weekend, the team's looking and feeling all right?
Yeah. Like I said, we've been travelling a lot, so we have been a little bit tired, but. As I said, it's a final. You play on adrenaline. It's such a special game. It means so much. It means that if we win, we get the home final. So that's you play on all of that emotion, and you don't really think about being tired and being flat. There's so much riding on it. But everyone's really pumped, and we're feeling pretty confident. So everything's going well at the moment.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, Kerry, time to change from regular season to the postseason.
Yeah, it's it's playoff time. We finished actually the record we set ourselves at the start of the year as a minimum was 15-6. That's what we finished with. So we've achieved that goal. It's now about trying to win a championship and win it at home. That means we have to beat Adelaide this weekend in the semi and then go about a business. We're really focused on this game. Obviously, last week was a dead rubber in terms of playoff positioning, but, Adelaide played a hell of a ball game, smashed us on the boards, and we've got to turn that around this week.
Yeah, they also hit 7 of 11 three-pointers and things like that you wouldn't expect again.
Yeah, I mean, look, they hit some huge buckets, and you're right, they shot 67% from the three-point line. I think they averaged just over 30. So, and some of those were defensive. There was a couple that were defensive breakdowns. We gave them a wide-open look, but there was a few others that were way downtown, overhand, and you wouldn't anticipate that they can, do that 2 weeks in a row. And then again, if they do, we're going to be in a bit of trouble. But I think, our intensity will lift a lot. We'll add a few things that we didn't show, and I think just the fact that we played in their gym just a week ago will really help us, and we're motivated to turn the result around and get that grand final here in Canberra.
Your record in Adelaide's 1-12, I think, right now. But that one win was the grand final.
Yeah, and I mean that's 1-12 over many seasons. I mean it. I don't know what the record is with our current team over the last few years. It certainly wouldn't be that biased, I don't think. But we've shown that we can play there in big games. Like I said, what better way to prepare for a semi-final than play there against the team you're playing the week before? So I think we're much more used to their venue. We've got a feel for the rings a bit better, and a feel for how Adelaide play. They played a wonderful game of hoop, and we've just got to step it up and match that.
Center got injured early. You took her out and didn't play her again. How's she?
Yeah, she's coming along slowly. The physios have said there's a chance, which means there's also a doubt that she won't, that she may or may not play. We'll leave it to the last moment before we fly out Friday to make that decision based on the medical team's opinions and how Jacinta's feeling. And if it's if it's going to risk her for a potential preliminary or grand final game, then we certainly wouldn't do it. As much as we desperately want this game, it isn't do or die. We still have a second chance. So it's about the big picture. How can we win the championship, and how Jacinta fits into that piece is important.
Of course, if you do lose, you will host the preliminary next week here.
Yeah, and I guess that's the beauty of the second chance is we get a home final regardless of the result this weekend. Makes it a little tougher to get yourself into the final. You've got to win another game, but we'd play that final at home. I think that's the thing about this team. They love playing in Canberra. Our crowd's fantastic. Whether it's at Tuggeranong or the AOS Arena, we get wonderful, wonderful support. The grand final last year to have 5,200 people was huge. Our send-off game for Shelley Sandy had a fantastic atmosphere, and the girls want to play in that sort of environment. I think that gets our team going. Any team loves to play in their own rings, in their own gym, in their own city with their own crowd, and we've got a chance to do that, win or lose this weekend.
They'll probably be missing Rachel Sporn, which is probably going to help.
Yeah, it was unfortunate Rachel got injured in the third quarter. Jacinta was injured in the first, and I think from a sporting contest, you'd rather see both teams fully fit. But, we've been struck by huge injuries this year, and to keep, and that's four of our starters have been out for big chunks of the season. And, Adelaide have been hit too. They've had Jen Screen and Deanna Smith hit by reasonable injuries. But, Sporn out of their team, she's their leader. Veteran experience, WNB All-Star. I mean, the list of Rachel Sporn's achievements are like reading out Shelley Sandy. She's one of the true greats, and respect and admire her a lot, but if she doesn't play, that's certainly a little bonus to us. She's one of the top scorers, leading rebounders. She does a lot of work for Adelaide Lightning.
You didn't show everything last week. You made that comment afterwards, so you got a few surprises for them.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how the game pans out, but we didn't throw everything at them. At either end of the floor, they may do the same to us, but I think we, regardless of what we do offensively and defensively, if we don't change what we did on the boards, then we won't be in with a chance. In any ball sport, the team that has more possession has a better chance of winning, and you can't lose the rebounding contest consistently, which we have to Adelaide by 10, 15 or 20. That, you're going to play from behind the whole time. So if we can fix that one thing, then I think we'll be right in the position where we need to be to win the game.
Dandenong host Sydney on Friday night. How do you think that will go?
Yeah, I mean, Dandenong beat him in overtime. You know, apparently it was a really close, well-fought game. Taylor went off in the second half. You know, I think it'll be, you know, considering that contest, it'll be interesting. Although Sydney were coming off a game the night before, 7:30 playing Bulleen and then bouncing back at 2:30. This is a one-gamer, once off, all on the line. You know, if Taylor can get 40, Dandenong got a chance. If she can't, I can't see Dandenong beating Sydney if Taylor doesn't get 40 plus. So that's Sydney's challenge. You know, Dandenong just having to get the win, you'd think that'd give them a bit of confidence. But again, Sydney are coming off that back-to-back game, which probably counted in the overtime. So, you know, prior to last week's game, I would have tipped Sydney. But with Dandenong confident and Taylor in the zone, they've got a chance.
Saturday, you're tipping the Caps?
Absolutely. I mean, we're going in there to win the ball game, and we totally believe we can win it. I'm sure Adelaide believe the same thing. It'll be two top teams going at it, you know, to the death.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, Mark.
Jacinta Hamilton, well, you got a bit of strapping on the shoulder, and you only played a couple of minutes last weekend. What happened?
Well, I was guiding Tammy Hoare, and one of their players, Jennifer Screen, came down to screen me. I tried to slip my shoulder through the screen, and one of them pushed my body one way and my shoulder the other, so they didn't mix very well, and my shoulder got crunched in the middle, so felt a couple of crunches, and yes, came off after 2.5 minutes.
Could you have gone back on, or was it just really too sore?
I think it was pretty much all over. As soon as I got off the court, I sat down and I said, just take me up so I can go back on. But I think the physios knew a bit more than I did about it, and there wasn't really much of a chance. Graffy said straight away, not to bother, because it was a dead rubber. So, yeah.
So what's happened this week since you got back from Adelaide then?
Yeah, this week I've iced loads and loads and seeing a physio each day, and it's coming along very nicely. I'm getting a lot of my movement back, and I can lift it all the way up into the side and everything, but the physios are just a bit apprehensive, because if I get a knock or just bumping cutters and stuff would aggravate it. If I played this weekend, they know that it would be a step backwards. But, you know, we'll see how we go. They're not going to make a decision until, I think, late tomorrow, until we fly. So, yeah, I'm still hopeful. There's still a glimmer of hope, so...
They've done x-rays, have they, to see if there's any real damage inside?
No, they haven't actually. I saw the doctor first thing on Monday morning, and he felt that the movement and the swelling wasn't bad enough that it would require x-rays. He didn't feel there was any bone damage. I've been told that if there is bone damage, you actually have quite a chunk sticking up out of your shoulder on the top. And that didn't seem to be the case with mine, because the joint was still intact and in its spot. So, yes, didn't require x-rays.
Of course, Lauren went through a shoulder injury. Have you had a chat to her about it?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance to. I don't think mine was quite as serious as hers, but, yeah, I've spoken to actually one of the physios today who's had problems with their AC joint, and, yes, I can empathise with him.
So you're pretty sure you'll be out this weekend then?
Oh, I'm a pretty positive person, so whatever I can hold on to, whatever hope there is, I'm going to hold on to it, and yeah, I'm just going to wait until they give me the definite no tomorrow. No, or you never know, a miracle could happen overnight, so we'll see.
Because you don't really want to miss the grand final though.
See, that's the thing, if it was the grand final on Saturday, I'd be in it for sure. But yeah, considering that we do... Tomorrow is a big Saturday is a big game for us, but it's not the be-all and end-all. We've still got our second chance and, of course, the grand final. So that's really what I'm looking forward to and want to be there for.
You've got to talk about you going to play in China, or you were talking about Europe, but China's a little bit closer.
Yes. There's a Chinese season that runs. It's actually already started and runs until the end of April. So what some of the teams tend to do is swap their imports midway through the season. So that would be when players like myself and Tracy Braithwaite and my sister would be brought in as imports for the second half of the season. So if that ends up coming through, then I'd be on a plane the day after the grand final until the end of April. The European thing is still an option. That, again, wouldn't be until next WNBL season, that season runs. So I've got a lot of decisions to make, but I'm trying to just focus on my shoulder and getting back on court for the final.
Well, all the best, and we'll look forward to you winning the grand final here at home.
Thank you very much.
Start of the semi-final between the Canberra Capitals and the Adelaide Quick Lightning. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi there.
Good crowd out today, excellent crowd out today. Bad news, unfortunately, is that Jacinta Hamilton did not recover from her injury that she received in the last minor round game at this very venue against Adelaide last week. Coming into the Canberra Capitals team in her place is number 41, Yvonne Christensen. Unfortunately for Canberra, but good news for Adelaide is that Rachel Swan has recovered. She's had intensive treatment all week. Basically, the doctors left the decision up to her. She has been medically cleared. She warmed up, didn't seem too out of sorts, and is in fact in the starting five. So, starting for Adelaide Quick Lightning today, we have number 6, Jay Kinney, number 9, Jenny Spring, number 11, Kelly Hoare, 14, Rachel Swan, and 21, Michelle Brogan.
And starting for the Canberra Capitals, we have number 8, Eleanor Sharp, number 11, Shelley Sandy, 12, Lucille Hamilton, 13, Kelly Abrams, and 15, Lauren Jackson.
Now, interestingly, last week, Greary, we saw both teams have a nervous start. Obviously, with nothing particularly riding on it, was the final was already set to be here. The teams knew who they were playing, but the first quarter was riddled with turnovers, and both teams seemed to fluctuate. You know, Adelaide got off to the better start, and then Canberra came back to continue. The first quarter, we saw the injury to Hamilton, and when his sister Lucille came in, she really got the Canberra going, and they sort of kicked on. And then Adelaide, the game fluctuated between Canberra and Adelaide. How do you see the matchup this week?
Obviously the Lauren Jackson matchup probably against, I think, Michelle Brogan was the matchup they had last week. I think that obviously will be a game decider as far as Canberra is concerned on the sort of game that Lauren has. And probably Jay Kinney with her matchup, Jay Kinney to be a match winner also. So two pretty important matchups for either team, I think, and probably one other dark horse, maybe Shelley Sandy matchup. Yeah, it can be damaging.
Well, last week Shelley worked incredibly hard on defence and was really the muscle behind the defence. Here we are, first tip-off. We've got Jackson versus Tapp. Jackson wins to Tapp. Abraham picks up the ball, swings it to the 45. Back reversal through Shelley Sandy on the wing. But Abraham, she feeds it low. Classic Lauren Jackson up in the air, misses the first shot. Good tap behind from Lucille Hamilton, posts up again. Fresh 24 on the shot clock. So Abraham's up the top, swings the ball to Shelley Sandy, cut off the post. Lucille Hamilton holding a post. Eleanor Sharp, big drive down the baseline. That early foul called on Jenny Spring. Baseline ball before the foul.
So Canberra will be taking the baseline ball here. Abrams to inbound. They get the ball into Shelley Sandy, looking to post up Lauren Jackson down low. Sandy back again and back to Jackson. They reverse the ball to the other side, inside to Lucille Hamilton. Big block by Tammy Hoare. Jay Kinney comes up with the ball. Bouncing the ball down the court for Adelaide. Ball goes to Brogan and reverse to Jenny Screen on the wing. Into the post to Tammy Hoare, looking for Rachel. As they're pushing the back court on Kelly Abrams. Adelaide will get the end line ball.
Interestingly there, we've got Shelley Sandy matching up on Rachel Swan. As she did last week, she bodies up really well, makes Rachel work extremely hard for the ball, and the help then came from Kelly. Baseline ball is with Michelle Brogan. She looks to inbound. Jenny Spring had some shoots, misses on the shot. Tough pause there. We've got Eleanor Sharp and Rachel Swan going for rebound, and Eleanor Sharp getting called for the pushing foul under the rebound, under the basket. So once again, we've got an Adelaide baseline ball. Brogan's looking for the inbound. Adelaide setting the floor wide. There's a back screen from Jenny Spring. Ball gets flung out high to Jenny. She looks to pop. Nice feed inside from Brogan, who gets called for 3 seconds. Good defense from Capitals. Jackson inbounds the ball to Abrams.
Abrams advancing the ball down the court with Jay Kinney right in her shorts. Ball goes high to Lucille Hamilton. Into Jackson down low. And there's a foul called on the turnaround jump shot on Rachel Thorne. Lauren Jackson will go to the line, I would think, for two shots.
Already, we can see that they're looking to get the inside-outside game. In the first offense for Canberra, we had Shelley Sandy and Jackson on a two-man play on this side, inside-outside. Jackson swung the ball over, and once again, they look to isolate Jackson against her defense for that time with Rachel Thorne. So we've got Jackson on the line. First shot looks like being the first score of the game. Swish is the first one. So 8:45 to go in the first quarter, and we've had our first score from Jackson. Lines up for the second. Second one misses. Ball's loose. Rachel Thorne brings in a good rebound to fight pressure from Eleanor Sharp. Brogan's advances the ball. Jenny Spring's got on the 45. Kills the dribble. Another early foul call from there. Pretty soft that one by the look of it. Foul's gone on Shelley Sandy. He just really looks to put a bit of pressure on. But sideboard to Adelaide with Rachel Thorne to inbound it.
Ball goes in high to Brogan. Reverse to Tammy Hall on the wing. Looking at Rachel down low. Bourne's making a move to the basket and gets blocked. Canberra have possession.
And later there's all on the ball back there and Rachel Bourne's going to inbound. Good hands from Brogan then, who put the pressure on the outlet pass to win the ball back. Jenny Spring with the ball on the 45. Looking to isolate Rachel Spawn a lot on Shelley Sandy, trying to isolate the height difference, I would think. Kingy's got the ball on the 45, takes it hard to the basket. Abraham's good defense, but not quite there. Gets called for a holding foul. We've got Kingy on the line for two shots. Both teams opened up very strong, looking very confident and aggressive.
Very aggressive. They're going at it pretty hard out there, and I think they're really trying to get some advantage either way on two or three of the matchups that we were talking about.
Yeah.
They're definitely going for Lauren Jackson hard at the moment, and probably Rachel Spawn on Sandy.
Kingy on the line, takes the first shot, misses with that one. Ball back, hitting for the second shot. Plenty of height, and she makes that one. So here we are, 8:15 going first quarter, a point each.
Michelle Hamilton's advancing the ball over halfway, and we go to Sandy at the point. She's clearing out, she's on the wing trying to get it into Jackson. No, first Abram takes it.
Good pressure on. We've got 9 seconds left on the shot. Oh.
Sandy's got it. Driving and jump shot.
Just misses. Bogey's up for the rebound. Jenny Spring advances on Tammy Hoare on the fast break, but good cover from Eleanor Sharp. Rachel Spawn's looking to swing the ball to the 45. Cut low from nice feeding from Kingy, but just got a hand to it.
Sandy's advancing up the court now. Great hands there getting that steal. Abrams has the ball on the wing, they reverse it, Sharp on the drive, and misses. Tammy Hall comes up with the rebound. Jay Kingy advancing the ball up court, pushes it hard and long up to Jenny Screen. Has it on the wing now, reverses it through Tammy Hall, and onto Michelle Brogan. Into Rachel down low. Nice pass by Rachel Spawn out to Brogan, can't make it. Lauren Jackson comes up with the board.
Oh, once again, outlet from Lauren Jackson. Abraham's under pressure and Michelle Brogan got a hand to the ball and caused the turnover. So we've got fresh blocks for Adelaide down in their offensive end. Brogan's to pass the ball in from the baseline. Good defence from Brogan. She switched on today. She probably reflected two or three passes. Adelaide have spread the floor, looking for a double screen through there. Ball comes in up high to Jenny Screen. Up the top, swings it through to Kingy. Rachel Swan sets the screen. Three in a row, classic play. Shot falls short. Shelley Sandy picks up the ball and pushes it down. Still got the ball, carrying the ball down to the 45. She swings the ball back through Lauren Jackson, who's up at the top of the keyway at the moment. Abraham's on the 45, being guarded by Jay Kingy. Looks to penetrate, nothing there. Lucille Hamilton pulls the ball in. Swings it weak side to Eleanor Hamilton. Pushes up a three-pointer, no joy. Kingy picks up the rebound and brings the ball back down for Adelaide.
Jay Kingy still with the ball on the wing, passes it low down to Brogan. Looking for some cuts and some movement in offence. Jenny Screen now reverses the ball to Rachel Thorne. Nice pass from Rachel Thorne. Canberra advancing the ball pretty quickly down there with Abrams down onto the wing. Looking at Jackson inside with the ball. Spin move. Misses the shot. Rachel Thorne comes up with the rebound. Jay Kingy is advancing the ball down court. Crosses it to Jenny Screen. Brings it back out. Slows it down. Gives it inside to Tammy Hall. Great cut by Jay Kingy. 2 points. 4 of 5 to 1 at the moment with 5, just under 6 minutes to go.
Abraham brings the ball down to the centre of the court being guarded by Jay Kingy. ball goes to the 45. Sandy throws on the ground in her face, but Sandy takes a strong drive to the basket. And Canberra's first bucket. Great drive from Shelley. Sandy converts to two. 3-5, 5:40 to go. Tingy brings the ball back straight lane. Looking to set it up for the first time. We probably haven't had the ball pushed up the floor at breakneck space. Ball on the 45 in Jenny's screen can. Brogan steps out to turn the ball around. Good defense from Shelley Sandy. Puts the pressure on the out that pass. Ball in. Nice lob pass from Brogan. Catches and shoots. And drops one in. 3 points from Shelley Brogan.
Abrams pushing the ball up court again. Down onto the wing. They're really looking to exploit their post players. Lauren Jackson beats Tammy Hall to the basket. Jump shot made on the foul line. Scores 2 points.
Great advice on that shot as Jackson often gets. Jay King disadvantaging the ball, looking to set up the half-court game now. We've had a change in offense call by the look of it. Good pressure from Kelly Abrahams, really getting in the passing lane. Almost a turnover with Tammy Hall just recovering the ball. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Rachel Spawn looking to dish it out. Brogan looking to take the basket. Thumbs down low to Jenny Screen. He pops up the shot. Looked good, but didn't quite make it. Lucille Hamilton pulls the rebound. Outlets to Jackson, who advances the ball with Tammy Hall guarding her. Looks past Tammy Hall, comes to the three-point line, dishes to Eleanor Sharp. Pass and cut. Good basket. Nice play from Jackson then. Advanced the ball, kicks to the 45. Give and go, got the ball back. Converts to 2 points, and she's got one bonus to come. Foul was called on. Number 11, Tammy Hall. We've got subs coming into the Adelaide team. We've got Breakaway coming in for Tammy Hall, and Deanna Smith coming in to relieve Jenny Green. And we've had a timeout call. Pretty fast pace, we're to start the game.
Very fast. There's certainly on both teams' agendas wanting to get that early advantage, I think, both on the scoreboard and in the physical side of the game.
Well, there's certainly a lot of defensive pressure. There's no easy pass, is there? When the ball's pulled up, they're in the lane, really looking to make the hard pass. Doing very well. Lucille Hamilton's just been slightly working away, hasn't seen much offense. In fact, really, when you look at the Canberra offense, most of it has gone through Jackson at this stage. They swing the ball around pretty well, but really not much else getting, not many other capital players getting involved in the offense.
No, Lauren Jackson has definitely come ready to play from the first quarter this week. I think last week she probably took a few quarters to get into the game and had a super fourth quarter last week.
Yeah. By her standards, an 18-point game is probably pretty quiet. And the point made in the Adelaide Press this week was that the two times that Jackson has played against Adelaide, that's probably contained her, or for Jackson contained her to an 18 or 20-point game. And, you know, through the season, there's nothing for so Jackson sort of hit a 30-point game. So I guess it'll be interesting to see where they can keep up that pressure for her.
Absolutely.
Here we've got Jackson on the line for her bonus free throw. So with 4:32 left to go, we've got a tied game at 7 apiece. Jackson shoots and makes it, converts the basket, so 7-8, Capitals way. Canberra extending the pressure a bit. We've had a sub from the Canberra group. Kim Wallens has come on. She's replaced. Ball goes inside. Tracy Braithwaite swings the ball back to the 45. Deanna Smith on the 45. Puts up her first shot. Three-pointer at that stage. Oh, ball off Rachel Spawn, so it's a baseline ball for Capitals.
I think that sub in was Whelan for Abrams.
Indeed it was. So we've got Sandy bringing the ball down to the point guard. She's being guarded by Rachel Spawn. Just to penetrate down to the side. Ball goes back to Lucille Hamilton. She passes to 45 seconds. Strong shin. Whelan drives. Looks for the feed in. Lucille's trying to take a pass. Tracy Braithwaite. Good defense from Tracy. Whelan takes the ball back out the top. Swings it to Jackson, who puts up a long bomb. That goes over the top of the basket, ending up with a Adelaide ball from the baseline. Brogan to pass the ball in.
Deanna Smith is actually grabbing that, giving it to Jay Kingy, and bringing the ball down nice and slow at the moment. Just back to half-court defence here at the moment. Looks like Canberra actually playing a 2-1-2 zone. The ball is at the wing with Deanna. Okay, down low to Brogan. They cross it to Jay Kingy for the three, and it's short. Rachel Spawn comes up with the rebound. Brogan, Jay Kingy, Deanna Smith has it. Looking for the penetration, out to Tracy Braithwaite. Oh, Rachel three, and Brogan scores down low for two.
Good ball movement. Good ball movement. So Canberra advances the ball. Ball's at the top with Jackson, who swings it to the 45 with Sandy. Sandy looking to feed in. Good baseline cut. Lucille Hamilton free on the baseline. Tracy Braithwaite's got her. Lucille's looking to take it to the bus. Good help defense from Jay Kingy. time to pick in a nice touch from Kim Whelans and a great give and go. Major 2 points. Good bust for Western Capitals.
Jake is pushing the ball out down back for Adelaide now. Ball gets reversed to Brogan. Cross court to Deanna Smith. He drives. Tough drive. He causes the foul to be committed on
Lucille Hamilton.
And that's Lucille's first foul. And Deanna Smith will go to the foul line to shoot two. Meanwhile, we have a sub in. Tammy Hoare is in for Rachel Vaughan.
Rachel seems to be moving a lot, given that she's been out a week, hasn't had any training. She seems to be moving relatively freely.
Indeed,
she does. Deanna Smith on the line converts the first basket, lining up for the second of her free throws. At the time being, it's 2 minutes 49 to go with a 10 each. Converts the second, but Adelaide in front by a point.
Okay, Kelly Sandy's advancing the ball down court pretty quickly again, looking to post up Lauren Jackson down low, looking for that advantage. Lucille Hamilton has it up high. Lots of pressure being put on the pass and trying to deny the lane. Jackson takes Brogan to the basket. 2 points. Great drive. Jay Kingy now with the ball. Back to Adelaide. Looks like they're still sticking in that zone. Canberra, bit of a matchup zone. Adelaide moving the ball through Jay Kingy. Brogan for three. And six.
Stanley bringing the ball down. She's bringing it down left-hand side of the court. 45 action. Still got the ball alive. Looking to feed in again. Lucille steps, Hamilton steps out. Bring the ball through. Eleanor Sharp with the ball on the opposite 45. She's got Timmy in her lane. Hamilton posting up strongly against Braithwaite. Backs the ball out again. Unfortunately, or fortunately for Canberra, the ball goes off Michelle Braithwaite's foot, so they get a baseline ball with a fresh clock. And we've had a foul timeout called just in the nick of time from Adelaide coach Jan Stilling. In fact, no bench didn't get it in time. Ball comes in to Lauren Jackson. She swings it high to Sharp. Quick reversal. Silly Sandy lining up for the three. Puts up the shot. Lauren Jackson picks up the rebound. Sammy Hall came in a bit late chasing that rebound. Good, strong work from Jackson there. Pulled up the rebound and we had a foul called on Tammy Hall, which takes Adelaide to their third personal foul. Now we'll have the timeout called to Adelaide pit line.
Well, I think Canberra is definitely looking to go to Lauren Jackson a lot more than what they did last week. She's obviously a big focus for them. And if Adelaide try and drop too much on her, they're only going to kick it out to someone else who's going to knock down the shot.
Well, that's the thing with a player like Lauren. She's absolutely so dangerous when she gets the ball. And when Adelaide players have stepped off to try to double team that, she's found the least way. We've had a couple of really good give-and-go plays, you know, double teams, a touch in the middle and the basket play then. So Capitals looking pretty strong here. Adelaide have adapted pretty well to the zone defence that Capitals are playing. They just need to keep moving the ball around as they have done to find the least way and shoot with the ball with confidence. A lovely shot, that last 3 pointer from Brogan on a good ball movement rotation.
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure how long Canberra will be able to stay in that zone. Adelaide has got a lot of people that can knock down the three from outside. If Jake Kingy decides to start hitting, then they'll be in big trouble staying in that zone.
In fact, I'm not even sure that Jake Kingy's had a shot as yet in the game. She's been fairly quiet, obviously doing her usual work, and like she brings the ball down and controls the offense really well, and she hustles something really strongly in defense, but she hasn't really got involved in the offensive end yet.
No, she seems pretty quiet there, and you're right, she's doing all the hustling defense and just controlling the ball. Canberra have inbounded now out to Lucille Hamilton, back to Sandy on the wing with Rachel Spawn guarding her. Ball gets back to Lucille down low with Tracy Braithwaite guarding her. Pops up the shot and doesn't go down. Tracy Braithwaite comes up with the ball under pressure from Canberra. They advance it with Jay Kingy on a fast break. They pull it back out again. And just running the half-court game now. Running the half-court game. Deanna Smith has the ball. Rachel Spawn has the ball now on the wing. Deanna Smith working inside. And we end up with the jump ball. Kim Williams getting her hands on that Deanna Smith drive inside.
Capitals was coming back out into a man-to-man defence, and I think everybody took a little while to kick a hole on it. Ball goes up, Williams wins the cap, straight to Lucille Hamilton, she gives it off to Shelley Sandy, who's playing the point roll guard. She advances the ball down, Williams with the ball on the 45, swings it back, reverses it through Jackson, back to Eleanor Sharp. Nice hand from Jay Kingy, interesting clash, no call. Keep going, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Sharp's got the ball in the hand. Tommy dribble, nice drive, just did the drop. Braithwaite picks up the rebound, looks offloads to Deanna Smith, who advances the ball up. She's got Kim Whelan guarding her fairly closely, penetrates pretty well, swings it across the thingy, He swings it back to Deanna Smith. Boygan cuts baseline. Boom. Braceway swings out to the top. He swings it back to the 45. Balls into Kingy. Not a lot of movement here. Not a lot of movement. Kingy looks to penetrate. Puts up her first basket and goes through. That's a great shot by JP under pressure with a big hand in her face. Kelly standing now bringing the ball back down for Canberra. Passes to the wing. Kim Whelan. High post to Michelle Hamilton. Reverses to Sharp and into Jackson inside. And easy turnaround jump shot made. 5 seconds left in quarter. 16-14 scoreline. Jay Kingy takes it hard to the hole and breaks the score. Misses easy 2 points. And we finish that quarter with 16-14, 2 point advantage to Adelaide Footline.
Interesting, not too many fouls scored in that quarter. Actually, it was a pretty rugged game, but I thought the umpires umpired it very well. Just let the flow go, let the game flow. So for Adelaide Lightning, we've got Deanna Smith with 2 points, got Jay Kingy with five, Jenny Spring,
Tammy Hall.
Yep, we scored Tammy Hall with two and Rogan with seven. Tammy Hall is the only one in with more than one foul for Adelaide, and for Canberra we've got Shelley Abrams with two. Top scorer for the game and obviously for Canberra is Lauren Jackson. Start of the game, good game to watch. It's a very good game to watch. Both teams really switched on.
Yeah, you're right. There hasn't been too many fouls called considering what a physical start it has been. Like, there's a lot of desperate girls out there just diving on every loose ball. Lots of interceptions happening, hands getting the ball. They're really working hard to give their team an advantage out there at the moment.
They are bringing the ball well. Start of the probably the first 5 or 6 minutes of that quarter, Michelle, we saw both teams really pushing the ball up the floor. It was a really quick game and not a lot of half-court defense. If the transition wasn't there, they'd bring it out probably with 10, 12 seconds left on the clock. But we saw in the latter half of that, which you would expect, that they were bringing the ball up much more slowly. And then it was a true half-court game when Canberra, in fact, threw in their zone, looking to see whether they could just change the tempo of the game a bit.
Yeah, they were. I didn't think they'd be able to stick into that zone for very long, and obviously they've gone back to that man-to-man, but it's really going to be a battle. If Adelaide struggle to contain Lauren Jackson, she's going to be such a huge factor in the remainder of this game. Having 10 points in the first quarter, she's setting herself up to have a 40-point game if she continues the way she is.
She is. Total rebounds, pretty similar. We've got 8 for Canberra, 11 for Lightning in that first quarter. Turnovers 2 for Canberra and 3 for Adelaide. So here we go, start of the second quarter for Lightning. We've got Braithwaite, Vaughan, Kingy, Green and Brogan. And coming in for the Capitals,
we've got Jackson, Sandy, Hamilton, Sharp and Abrams.
So we're back to the Capitals starting lineup. Jackson against Braithwaite in the cap. Second quarter, 14 start of the quarter. Jackson wins the tap, taps it straight to Jenny Spring, though, picks it up well, takes it hard to the basket. That was a good, strong drive. Eleanor Sharp tried to get a body in front, didn't quite make it, so the foul's been called on Eleanor Sharp. We've got Jenny Spring going to the line in 4 seconds for 2 free throws.
With that score still sitting on 16-14 at the moment, and Jenny Spring can give Adelaide a 14-point lead if she can bury these 2 foul shots.
That's Eleanor Sharp's second personal foul.
Jenny Spring makes the first one. And this is the second. Adelaide come up with a rebound, though. Long rebound. Jay Kingy has it at the point. It's on the wing with Jenny Spring. The screen's being set in the keyway. Ball gets reversed through Rachel Ford. Jay Kingy on the other side. Jay Kingy drives and dumps to Michelle Brogan for 2. Misses the shot. Lucille Hamilton comes up with the ball.
Foul's called on Tracy Braithwaite. We just couldn't quite get out of the way of Lucille when she was looking to advance the ball there. So that's Tracy's first foul. What we've got is a Canberra in ball in Adelaide's backcourt. Sandy playing the point role again, bringing the ball up to 40. Through the centre, drives hard to the 45, looks to swing back, reverses through Jackson. But Sharp with the ball on the 45, looks to penetrate past Jay Kingy. Great drive, Eleanor Sharp. Converts at 2 points and turns around to put pressure straight back on the Adelaide team. Ball's in Kingy's hands and she's looking to advance the ball. Screens up the ball on the 45, down low to Spawn. Spawn cross court to
Kingy. Braithwaite's got the ball on the baseline, looking to feed into Rachel. No go there. Three shots, 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Inside, Tracy Braithwaite, who makes no. Who makes a tough shot out of what could have been an easy two-pointer. Got Sammy Hall looking to check in again for Lightning. She's coming in for Braithwaite.
That was a great pass in there by Jay Kingy, under pressure with Lauren Jackson in her face. And 2 seconds only on the clock. The umpires have just stopped the game at the moment. Looks a bit of a problem on the score bench. Michelle Brogan's going to be inbounding the ball for Adelaide when the umpires come back in. And here we go. Ball's going to come into play through Rachel Thorne. And great pass to Paul. Oh, and Tammy turned Brogan under the basket. Great 2 points.
Abrams pushing the ball quickly down into Silly Sandy's hands on the 45. Once again, looking to reverse the ball at the top of the keyway. Four knocks the ball out of Silly Sandy's hands. So we've got a capital score, 45, 17 seconds left on the clock.
And we've got a score of 19-16 in Adelaide's favour. Ball is at the top of the keyway with Abrams on the wing to Sandy. Off some hands, but Sandy's got it back. Jay Kingy in the face of Sharp at the point. She drives hard and she has drawn a foul on Jay Kingy, driving hard to the basket, but not a shooting foul. It'll be a side ball.
Eleanor Sharp looking very aggressive, taking it to Kingy in some position to come.
Absolutely.
Ball's in right Eleanor Sharp's hands again. She feeds low to Jackson. Jackson swings it back out to Sharp. Spots up for the three, just misses. But a great rebound from Kelly Abrams, who swings it back to Jackson. Early shot, takes the three-pointer. Big, huge rebound from Jackson. Came in the 45 swing, went straight through two Adelaide players, picked it up, converted the 2 points. Sensational rebound.
That's a huge rebound. Just taking that shot and just climbing over two Adelaide people.
She wants the ball.
And just burying it. Ball and Adelaide have a missed shot and Lauren Jackson comes up with a rebound. Being taken down court by Abrams. About to Sandy on the wing. Lauren Jackson back now at the point. Drives hard on the baseline. Spots up Abrams. Missed shot. And Canberra get the ball back again from a tip out on the rebound. Sandy has it at the point. She passes it to Lucille Hamilton. Steps out. Looking for Lauren Jackson down low. Tough pass, looking to lob down there with two defence on Lauren Jackson and the ball goes out of court. Michelle Brogan to inbound for Adelaide.
Like Canberra calling the defensive changes as they come down. So we've got an extended 1-2-2 zone defence by the look of it. Adelaide pick it up pretty quickly, just swing the ball. Ball to Tammy Hort's hands on the corner of the foul line. Good cut through from Rachel Spawn. Nice shot fake from Tammy Hort. Doesn't make the basket, but chases up her rebound. And a good feed to Rachel Spawn. Jackson cleans up after a second missed shot. Abrahams advances the ball pretty quickly. Looks to feed on the 45. Ball's in Sharp's hands. Lucille Hamilton down low. Jackson swings it back, reverses to Sandy on the opposite 45, being guarded by Kingy. Baseline cut from Hamilton. Doesn't go inside. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. Abraham takes it out. Rachel Spawn dishes back out to Eleanor Sharp. Puts up the three-pointer, no go. Sandy pulls in a strong rebound and goes back to the basket. Rachel Spawn manages to tip it and the ball's in Kingy's hands, advancing the ball up.
And she's taken it all the way, coast to coast, misses the layup. Misses the layup. Gets a great tip in off the baseline and going out for three. The score is 22-18 in Adelaide's favour with just under 6.5 minutes remaining.
Abrahams with the ball at the top, swings to the 45 for Jackson, guarding by Brogan. Fakes the shot, puts up a beautiful three-pointer just inside the side on there. So that pushes, we're back to a 21-22 point game, Adelaide's favour, 6 minutes 10. Kingy brings the ball down. Canberra are still in their 1-2-2 zone. Jackson making a big presence through the middle. Lots of movement from Adelaide, still not much happening though. Swing pass, it's a bit wild from Tammy Hall. It's about takes out where he can be. So we've got a turnover from Adelaide there without having to throw at the basket.
So that was a tough pass that Tammy Hall was looking at then, Shelly Sandy being in that lane at the time. We've got a sub in. Rachel Ford is out and Deanna Smith is in.
Deanna Smith, very good outside shooting chance. She's going to be looking for a bit more attacking power from the outside, I would think. Deanna Smith guarding Shelly Sandy. The ball gets spun back through the top with Jackson. Eleanor Sharp with the ball in her hand. Looks to take it past Kingy. Good rotation there in defence. Strong guy from Willens. This is it out to Sharp. She feeds it inside. Kim Willens with the ball. big long three-point, and she missed that one too. Canberra starting to get their eye in.
They are indeed, and from three-point land, which can be very, very dangerous.
And they've got a few that can shoot it. You know, Sandy can knock down a three. Eleanor Sharp can knock down a three. Kim Williams has just made one. Lauren Jackson can make one. I'm sure we saw Hamilton can probably put one from out there.
Absolutely. They're pretty deadly from out there, and you don't want them getting their confidence up shooting from out there. Jay Kingy now advancing the ball to Valenti to the wing. She's on her own looking for that baseline drive. She reverses the ball to the opposite wing to Deanna Smith. Back into the foul line area with Tammy Horst. Drives hard to the basket but loses the ball on the drive as Kelly Sandy comes up with it.
Canberra mixing up their defense really well. I think Adelaide are struggling to pick the difference. So last time down they were in zone, next time down there in man-to-man. Jackson's got the ball at the top of the keyway. She's pushing it to Lucille Hamilton who just catches and shoots. She makes 3 points. Lucille's first 2 points. Last week when Lucille Hamilton came into the game, she was the one that actually kicked out. In terms of their offense, they were struggling. But this week, as you said, Jackson's definitely come to play. She's at 15 points. So far, we've got 5 minutes left of this quarter to go.
And Canberra have actually turned around a four-point deficit that they had probably 2 minutes ago into a four-point advantage now with just under 5 minutes to go. They're definitely looking like the team at the moment. They're in fine shooting form just at the moment. And, yeah, Lauren Jackson being on 15 points, she's heading for that another 10-point border, heading towards that 40-point game.
And I think in the last two or three times that Canberra have advanced the ball on offense, they haven't made the first shot they've taken. They've had second and third opportunities. They're really cracking the board, as was evident by the shot that Jackson took from the 45. It was a long three-pointer, actually. She just went straight at that board. There was no way she wasn't going to get it. Picked up the rebound, made it, and others are following. So Adelaide really needs to dig in here, start boxing out, get back to the basics.
Absolutely. The last thing you want is Canberra, you know, taking a shot, getting the offensive board, then coming back out and getting a three-pointer from an offensive board. Adelaide at the moment just turning the ball over a little bit, as you said, not coping with the change in the defence. Canberra have got full court pressure happening now. Jenny Screen slows the ball up. You're into a half court defence now. Jenny Screen has the ball at the point. Running the offence here. Tammy Hoare has it at the top on 3-point line. Again, given to Jenny Screen on the wing. Bit of frustration appearing in Adelaide's offence. And a turnover by Michelle Brogan. A bit wide to Deanna Smith on the wing. The ball's out of court. Whelan's inbounds to Shelley Sandy.
Sandy advancing the ball through the centre. Looking to take it to the 45, which they've done a lot. They swing the ball back through the centre player that steps out. Three in a row on the opposite side. Dish back to Eleanor Sharp. Lucy Hamilton's got on the baseline with Tammy Hoare in front of her. Sharp looking to pancake pass. Kingy again. Back out to Whelan. Done a great feed inside to Jackson. Makes the 2 points. She was in there for a while, but they got away with it. It's a good look. Jenny Strings got the ball on the 45. She swings it back through Deanna Smith. Deanna's given the ball off to Kingy on the wing. Nothing much between her and the basket. She feeds it to the 45. Jenny Screen waits for the screen roll. Takes with the basket. Strong. Could have been a charge call. Got away with it. Picked up her own rebound. Dishes back to Deanna Smith. She converts it to good work from Jenny Screen then.
Absolutely. That was great second effort by Jenny Screen. It was a tough drive she tried to take, but she followed up and got her own rebound and a great little pass to Deanna Smith for the two. Score 24-28 in Canberra's favour with 3 minutes 40 remaining in this second quarter. Canberra definitely looking more fluent in offence, with Shelley Sandy releasing the three, but it doesn't go down. But Whelan comes up again with the rebound. Canberra again getting an offensive board.
Jenny Screen looking to block out them, but while Whelan just wanted it more, worked your way around the front. Here's an interesting call. We've had Brogan fronting up behind Jackson. We've got Preston coming to the front. Jackson looks to the back away back in, and he's got called for the offensive foul. That's her first foul. Canberra called a timeout. So here we go. We've got 3:24 left in the second quarter. Scores at 28 to Canberra and 24 to Adelaide. And Rachel's going to come back into the game when we come back.
And again, I think just probably a minute or so before that timeout, I think Canberra definitely had the momentum, but now maybe a slight swing back in Adelaide's favour. Canberra just had that offensive foul call, then a missed three-point attempt by Shelley Sandy. Before that, their offense had been running really smoothly and they seem to be scoring at will. Maybe now the pendulum is swinging back the other way, Adelaide are getting a little bit more settled.
Sometimes it happens that way, where when you get a really good defensive stop, as that was, it's always, I'm tipping against Lauren Jackson, that may be the kick start, so it's probably not a bad time out from Canberra and maybe just to kill the suck in the heading that they're going really well, just to keep doing what they've been doing. Digging it now for the last 3 minutes, 24 seconds to go. They've been putting a lot of pressure on Adelaide in the half-court defence, and probably only Jenny Spring's second effort that gave Adelaide that score then. They'd really been struggling the last few times down to get that score. But, you know, those second efforts, which Canberra have been doing a lot of, getting lots of second and third opportunities in the offensive end.
It's Adelaide ball from the Canberra baseline, and Canberra looking to extend the pressure yet again. So Spring looking to advance the ball against Whelan. She brings the ball down strong to the 45. Hands off to Deanna Smith on just below the foul line. Good feed in Jay Kingy. She looks to attack. Strong ball. Umpires are umpiring the ball. The game really was. They're letting the tough stuff go. Kingy recovers. The ball's on the baseline. And Minshew can start. Kicks it back. 3 Jackson at the top. Shelley Tanny has the ball in her hand. Waits for the post to set up. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Sandy looking to set something up with Jackson. Penetrates all the way to the basket. Last minute, Deanna Smith puts her hand in. Get called for foul. Good drive from Shelley Sandy then. Nothing much happening. She waited, took her time, saw the gap and went for it. So we've got Shelley Sandy on the line for 2 points and 2 free throws. And that's Deanna Smith's first foul.
And you can hear from the Adelaide bench, Dan Sterling calling for Deanna Smith to put a lot of pressure on the ball there, trying to get Sandy away from giving the ball inside to Lauren Jackson. And in the end, that just gave Sandy the opportunity to penetrate with Deanna being in her, Smith, in her face, and Sandy just took it to the basket and drew that foul.
Sandy makes the first one, lines up for the second, misses the second, but we've had an early entry, so she gets another go at it. So at this stage we're looking at 29 to Capital, 24 to Lightning with 2:52 left to go. Sandy on the line. And this is the second attempt of the second attempt. So we've got Jay King bringing the ball up, your hands to the ball to the 45 to Jenny Spring. Sandy guarding her. Ball to the baseline with Tammy Hall. Jackson's got the hand in the face. Cream with the ball on the foul line now. Swings it back to her in the 45. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Tough feed into Jay King, who converts. That's a good look from Tammy. Nice basket. Nice finish from Jay King. Tammy pushes the ball straight back up the floor. They go to the 45 a lot and then swing the ball back through the top. Ball's in Sharp's hands. She swings to Whelan's on the 45. Jackson's on baseline. This is the ball. Rachel Spawn. Double team there from Jenny Spring. Kings it back, kicks it back to Whelan. She pops up to the 3. Doesn't make it. Good box out that time from Adelaide. Paul picks up the rebound. Kingy looking to push the ball. Got Jenny Spring running. Takes her time. Oh. Green, nice drive to the basket. I thought she had excellent defense. Lauren Jackson came to the middle and had a good block. There was a body foul prior to that from Kim Whelan. So we've got Jenny Spring on the line. Incoming for Adelaide, we've got Michelle Brogan back in the game, going out Tammy Hall.
Jay King did a great job of pushing the ball up very quickly then and getting Jenny Spring on that fast break, which has eventuated in 2 foul shots, but Jenny unfortunately has not capitalised on that, missing the first one. And knocks down the second one. Back to a 2-point game with 2 minutes remaining on the clock. Sandy pushing the ball up the floor at a fierce pace and knocks down the 2 from the corner of the foul line.
She is here to play this deal. She is all over the place in defense, advancing the ball. She's doing most of the ball carrying, in fact. Ball's in Jenny Spring's hand on the 45. Oh, good defense, Eleanor Sharp. The nice cut from Kingy, but she got a hand of the lane, picks up the pass. Sharp dishes off to Shelley Sandy, who takes it over the half court. Gives themselves time to set up. She brings the ball back, brings it to Lucille Hamilton, corner of the foul line. Whelan's inside to Jackson. Back out to Whelan's. Whelan's looks to penetrate, passes low to Shelley Sandy. Oh, he takes an outside shot, probably a 2-pointer, but pretty close to 3. 2 points count. Foul in the action. Foul's on number 5. Jenny Spring, and she's got a bonus point shot coming.
That was a great shot by Shelley Sandy. She barely caught that ball and knew she had a few seconds to get it up before she got blocked, and that was a fantastic finish for her.
And it was nothing but net. In fact, the foul then was on Deanna Smith, and she's been subbed out for her indiscretion. Sandy converts her free throw. That makes a 3-point play. Great job from Shelley Sandy. 34-27. We're back out to a 7-point game.
Rachel Spawn back in the game. Oh, and Michelle Brogan driving down the middle just gets a big block by Lauren Jackson, and Abrams now will advance the ball up court for Canberra. Okay, they're looking to work the ball around, and Lucille Hamilton giving a signal to work the ball. But Sharp takes a hard drive to the basket, doesn't go for her.
offhand, Tammy Hall knocks it out of Canberra's ball down there, offensive end with the front stop clock. And I think it's Shelley Sandy inbounding to Sharp at the high. Oh, great pass to Lucille Hamilton down low. And again to Jackson, and she's drawn the foul. And Lauren Jackson just pulled that pass down from the sky.
She did. It was a huge, I think in actual fact the pass was meant to go past Jackson to the low post on the other side, but she just went straight up in the air, pulled it in, drew this out from Rachel's point. So we've got Jackson on the line, lines up for the first shot, and converts that pretty damn easily. So that takes us to 35-27. We've got 56 seconds left on the clock in this first half. Jackson lining up for the second shot and misses that one. Good rebound there, pulled in from Rachel Spawn. Ball's in Kingy's hand. She's bringing the ball back over the half court, looking to set it up. She's guarded by Abram. Kingy's the whore on the 45. Rachel Spawn steps out to reverse the ball. The ball's moving quickly, but sort of not going anywhere with Adelaide. Hogan sends the ball in the corner of the foul line. Oh, interesting, no call there. Takes the shot. Rebound picked up by Canberra. Abram passes to Sandy. Once again, advances the ball to Capital.
And Sandy has the ball on the wing. She's pushing on to Jackson at the top of the keyway. Still in Jackson's hands. To Abram. Back to Jackson again. Jackson's going to drive off the screen. Three-point attempt and switch. There's 6 seconds on the shot clock there. There are 13 seconds left on the clock before half-time. Canberra have a 10-point lead. Jay King is going to go for the one-on-one drive from the top of the keyway and shoot up a three. It's short. Rachel gets the tip out. Canberra have got the ball back with 1.7 seconds on the clock with a 10-point lead.
Not much they can do here. Long pass from Whelan. Hits Eleanor Sharp, who's throwing the ball up, but not much to do. In fact, I actually think that she was out of bounds when she caught it, so I guess the ball will not come back down this end. Shirley Sandy stops the inbound pass, a bit of a scrappy, you know, 2 seconds, whatever. So at halftime we've got 27 to Adelaide, 37 to Capitals, and Capitals by far the stronger looking unit in that second quarter.
Absolutely, that last couple of minutes, it was only 4 or 6 points, and now all of a sudden Canberra have got a 10-point lead. They just converted a couple at the end there. They're shooting very well. I'll be interested to see their 3-point percentage at the moment.
Once again, we look at the scorers for Capital. We've got Lauren Jackson with 20 points in the half, and she is absolutely on fire. And Shelley Sandy has also got 8 points, but Shelley's been working hard just controlling the game. She's really pushed the tempo off the Capitals. They've gone pretty much stuck to the same routine where they push the ball up through the centre, fed the ball to the 45, it gets swung back pretty quickly, and it's pretty much a freelance game from that. They've really got the players that they can afford to really, you can't leave anyone because they can knock down the outside shot.
Absolutely. I mean, Lauren Jackson is just killing them at the moment. I mean, you take her out of that score and, it's a lot in Adelaide's favour, but she is knocking down from everywhere at the moment. She is getting on every rebound. She's not just doing it offensive end, she's getting blocks in the defence, she's coming up with the board, she's getting the steals. She's really having a big game today. She's ready to play. And Sandy, of course, has already announced her retirement. She's obviously wanting that one more flag before she hangs up the boots.
And obviously with this game, the winner of this game has an avenue straight through to the final, which is what everyone's playing for, but also gets home court advantage, and both teams would very much like to get that. But I mean, we're at halftime, we've got 10 point difference, and I thought Adelaide probably were very much shaded there, but you know, they'll come back after half, who knows what happens. But you're right, they certainly do need to look at it to stop Jackson. So looking at the stats now, we've got, as we said, Lauren Jackson's game high scorer on 20 for Capitals. Then we've got Kim Williams with 5, Lucy Hamilton with 2, Shelley Candy with 8, and Eleanor Sharp. What are we looking at? 4 scorers, but the Capitals seem to be far stronger in offense.
And with Adelaide, we have Deanna Smith with 4 points, Jay Kingy leading the Adelaide scorers with 10, Jennifer Scream with 2, Tammy Hall with 2, and Michelle Brogan having 9 points there.
Okay, total rebounds, we've got 20 to... Surprisingly enough, actually, that does surprise me. We've got Capitals on 20 rebounds, and we've got Lightning on 21. So only one in the difference, but it just seems to be that Capitals were dominating the board. Turnovers, we've got 7 to Adelaide, and that's not surprising because we've had probably in the last 5 minutes of that second quarter, Adelaide really looked great on their offense. Nobody looked particularly confident. I don't think anybody really looked like they want to be the one to take it to the basket. And for Capitals, the turnovers, we've got 4 for the game. Very like Coach Stress would have to be extremely pleased with that.
Absolutely. I think Canberra definitely looking after the ball a lot better, and Adelaide is definitely rattled with that change in defense that is continuing from Canberra, and they just can't seem to find a consistent avenue to score from at the moment.
Another interesting stat too, given, you know, watching the game, it would appear that Canberra has hit, you know, a lot of three-pointers. They've certainly actually got outside shots. They've actually, in fact, hit 2 from 10 from the three-point line, and Adelaide 2 from 5. But that could well be indicative that Canberra looks far more attacking and aggressive in offence. And as we talked about before, the change in defence from Canberra has really thrown the Lightning girls. They're really coming down and very tentative and unable to pick the defence to change very quickly.
Indeed. You look at the field shooting, Canberra shooting 45%, Adelaide at 34%, so that's probably having a little bit of a bearing on the scoreboard.
So it'll be interesting to see what the Canberra comes up with, whether she will look to throw in a bit of change. I mean, of the defense as well, if she's got a zone that she might show in, or she might change her rotations in terms of man-to-man. They didn't initially look to double team on Jackson when the ball went inside, but even though Capitals have only got 4 scorers, they moved the ball well and found the open player.
They did.
Got second and third shots a lot of the times in offense as well. So.
I think early on, I think Jay Kingy was tending to leave her player a bit in defense and look into that double team on Jackson. And Eleanor Sharp has just made that impossible now. She's being a real offensive threat when she's down there and making it hard for Jay Kingy to leave her to go and help on other players, because she's going to take her to the basket or she's going to take that open shot. And they're just making it hard to guard everyone. They're not going to allow you to just worry about Lauren Jackson.
Interesting enough though, you know, Eleanor Sharp scored 2 points, but as you said, she's been really creative. She's really made some plays. She's drawn a couple of fouls on Jay Kingy. If we have a look at the fouls, we've got Eleanor Sharp just with the one foul, we've got Kelly Sandy just with the one, we've got Lucille Hamilton just with one, Kelly Abrams got two, she's probably their only concern. Whelan's injection was one apiece, and for Adelaide, Deanna Smith has 2, Jay Kingy 1, Jennifer Green 1, Tammy Hoare has 2, and Rachel Bourne has 2. And then Tracy Braithwaite with 1. So there's not too much trouble there, but probably Deanna Smith and Rachel Bourne certainly wouldn't want to pick up another one early in that third quarter.
No.
So in the second half, it will be interesting. Last week when these two teams met, as we said before, both teams really fluctuated. It was a period where Adelaide would try for 5 minutes and really look the stronger team, and Canberra would struggle and then would reverse. But this time I really felt that second quarter, once Canberra got going, they were really far more focused than the Adelaide girls. You know, it's a final, there's a lot depending on this. You know, will they just come out and kick it on, or are Adelaide going to regroup it at halftime and come back out?
Yeah, I think Adelaide will definitely regroup, and I think I would hope that Jay Kingy will come out and have a bit more influence down the offensive end. They just need a little bit more gelling. But what I think we saw last week was also that both teams used their benches a lot more. Obviously not much riding on the game. Today we've probably seen Adelaide only use 2 subs off the bench, and probably the same with Canberra. Possibly even only 1 sub coming off the bench for Canberra. Last week we saw Rachel Keller get quite a lot of minutes. We saw Rachel Flanagan come in. We saw Marla Labshed get some minutes as well, and the same with Canberra last week. Lauren Jackson had a lot more rest time.
Hackley Hurst played some time last week. Sutherland saw a good bit of time last week. Yeah, very good. But I mean, Coach Greffel has been extremely pleased with the way her group's going. I think she's rotated her players pretty well. Interesting to note, well, she's rotated 2 or 3 of her players well. We've got a full 20 minutes from Eleanor Sharp, we've got a full 20 from Sally Sandy, we've got a full 20 from Jackson, and we've got a full 20 from Hamilton. So I having said, you know, she's rotated her players well, she's just at that last position, she's had a bit of in and out. So, you know, you'd think that these girls would be incredibly fit, but this is the second week in a row that these two teams have matched up. It is a physical encounter. They do push the ball. You know, are Canberra going to pay for it, you know, in the last quarter? I don't think you wouldn't think so, but you know, Shelly Sandy's working very hard.
It may well be a factor coming down to that last quarter, and it's not just the physical aspect of it, it's also the mental aspect. You know, you start getting a bit tired, you start maybe making the wrong choices that normally that you wouldn't make. You can make a wrong pass or you take a bad shot. Those things happen a bit more as you get more tired. Adelaide have managed to rest most of their players, well, all of them except Jay King. She's the only one that's had a 20-minute spell without a break. All the others have actually had a break at some point.
I think too, at the start of the second half, it'll be crucial for Adelaide to get off to the start. They need a strong, solid defensive first time down, but they need to come down with real aggression and be positive at the basket. And then, you know, we see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a break now and we'll be back to get another, you know, 12, 14, 15, 16 points down and then starting to work your way back. And I think the way Canberra plays will finish off that second quarter, if they get the look in, I don't think it'll be a tough game for Adelaide to come back from here. Both coaches calling their players in now, so we'll see how we go.
Yeah, I think a 10-point lead in a final, sometimes it seems a lot, sometimes it's not much. But 10 points when you've got someone like Lauren Jackson in the team, that's a fairly comfortable lead to take into a second half game, and Adelaide are going to have to work their butts off if they're going to shave points off that 10 point lead.
And there's no way Capitals could be looking at 10 points as being comfortable. The girls in that team are incredibly competitive, as are the Adelaide girls, of course, but they'll want to be making that 20 and then they'll want to make it 25. So they'll be out there to go.
They will be wanting to have that grand final at home in Canberra rather than here in Adelaide.
For sure. I expect that both teams to start the same. We've got the Capitals girls coming out, and yes, the same as they have the first and the second quarter. We've got Eleanor Sharp, Shelley Sandy, Lucille Hamilton, Kelly Abrams and Lauren Jackson. And for the Adelaide Quick Lightning, we've got Rachel Spawn, Tammy Hoare, Jay Kinney, Jennifer Screen and Michelle Brogan. And again, the same first five as Adelaide started with in the first quarter.
Now, Rachel Spawn's got her left shoulder very heavily strapped. I'm assuming that's the shoulder and the neck that was all injured in the one collision last week.
She seems to be moving pretty well. She's certainly having a go as Rachel always does. We've got Jackson and Hoare lining up off. Here we go, guys, second half. Big crowd here today, so I reckon there'd be at least 1,500 people here.
Yeah.
Tip goes up, Jackson wins the tip, tips it back towards Abrams. She advances the ball, she's been guarded by Spawn. Ball comes strong to the 45, they reverse the ball back through the top through Jackson. Jackson sets the screen and roll on Eleanor Sharp. Eleanor puts the ball up, but once again the Capitals get a second attempt at a fresh shot clock. Ball's in Sandy's hands, passes to the 45 to Jackson. Jackson looks to penetrate, pulls up short. Hamilton with the ball, kicks it out to Shelley. Shelley Sandy back on the same side. The ball's reversed. Eleanor Sharp lines up for the three-pointer. Doesn't get it. Spawn pulls the rebound and Kingy pushes the ball through the court.
Jay Kingy still with the ball in her hand on the 45. Passes up to the high post to Tammy Hoare. Reverse. Other 45 to Rachel Spawn. Down low to Michelle Brogan being guarded by Lauren Jackson. Back to Jay Kingy at the point. Got under 8 seconds left on the clock and turnover. Adelaide turned the ball over and Canberra will inbound the ball in Adelaide's offensive end.
You couldn't really call it from, you know, 1 minute into the game, it's tough to tell, but Adelaide don't look like they're ready to play. They just look a little bit flat.
They
goes
do.
To Sandy on the 45, feeds in low to Jackson. Jackson pops it back out again. Sandy spots up, makes a three-pointer. That's a great start for Capitals.
Shelley Sandy is so switched on. She is knocking down those threes like I haven't seen her do for some time.
And she's in the lane. She's absolutely buzzing.
She is full of confidence at the moment. And in comparison, Adelaide just are really struggling to get an open shot. Jay Kingy with a nice drive and has the ball stripped by Eleanor Sharp. And it's Canberra comes off Jay Kingy's lead. And Canberra will inbound the ball through Lauren Jackson.
Now, I think the Capitals are doing is they're doing a rotating defence. They're in man-to-man, but once the cutter's gone through, they've got a five on the court that really could guard pretty much anybody that they get caught on. So that's upsetting the Lightning girls as well, I think. Shelley comes up, receives the ball at the top of the keyway, looks to feed in. Ball's in Sharp's hands. She takes a couple of dribbles, pushes it back to Abrams. Abrams feeds Hamilton at the top. Jackson on the 45. Looks to feed in. 3 seconds left, standing last second shot, pulls around, oh, and the ball's play on, guys. The shot clock went off, but Adelaide come up with the ball anyway. pushing it down to the 45. Screen's got a few things low to Terry Hoare. He takes Jackson baseline. No call. Good defense from Jackson there. Let Terry Hoare go. He lost the balance. Ball comes back through. Abrams kicks it out. Strong to Eleanor Sharp.
Jake Kingy on the ball there with Eleanor Sharp. Back up to Sandy. Ball being reversed to Abrams on the wing. Guarded by Jennifer Screen. Looking for a backdoor cut to Sandy. Doesn't come off. Lauren Jackson takes the ball to the hole and scores 2 points.
Great feed in from Abrams. We had Brogan coming to try and take the pass out and the help way too late from Adelaide. Kingy with the ball at the top of the keyway looking to penetrate past Sharp. Sharp pulls her up. The ball goes into the corner of the foul line to Tammy Hoare. Lot of movement but not much action. Hoare looks to take the ball to Jackson. Ball's in Kingy's hands. He pops for a three-pointer. He misses that. Silly Sandy pulls in the rebound and looks to push it down. Ball's coming down. She's just walking it down. We're down to the 45 now. Sandy's got it waiting for the reverse ball at the top. Ball goes low to Hamilton. Back out to Sandy. Cross court. Sharp. Sharp low to Abrams. Jackson posting up. Nice feed across the court. And Sharp takes a great pass low and doesn't convert though. Kingy looks to push the ball back.
He's taking it down and shoots an early shot and doesn't go down. Jennifer Screen comes up with the board. Adelaide have got a full clock. They need to get a score here. Canberra have a lead of 15 points at the moment with 6.5 minutes left on the clock. Good pass into Jay Kingy and she can't make it count. And she gets the rebound back and scores 2 points. A very much needed score for Adelaide.
So Sandy advances the ball for Capitals. Passes the ball to Jackson at the T-way. Sharp leads out to the 45. She's got a screen on her. Sandy posting up strong against Kingy. No go. Ball gets run to Jackson on the corner of the foul line. It's a penetrate pass. Couple of dribble spots. Oh, a good pass from Lucille Hamilton. But like, Kingy picks up the loose ball. She advances the ball down. Sammy Hoare is at the top of the T-way. Ball's low to Brogan. She takes it past Hamilton and converts well. No drive. Nice racing drive on the baseline. 2 points down to Brogan and she's got one coming. Fouls on Lucille Hamilton. That's her second foul. We've got an early sub coming in for Lightning. Tammy Hoare's out of the game. Deanna Smith in. With 6 minutes and 1 second left to go, we've got Adelaide 31. Trailing Capitals 42. So we've got an 11-point ball game.
I think that's what Adelaide needs to do a bit more. They need to take some people to the basket, look for some penetration out there, as Brogan misses the bonus free throw, and Abrams advances down to Sandy on the wing, looking to reverse the ball. Sandy still has the ball, reversing it through Abrams at the point, and she drives hard to the basket, but can't convert. Lucille gets the ball back. It's a kick out from Jake Kingy on the baseline and Canberra have it back with a baseline inbound. She inbounds to Abrams at the top of the keyway. To Lucille Hamilton, dribble jump shot and buries 2 points. Brogan inbounds to Kingy.
Kingy advancing the ball. She pushes it down towards the 45. Feeds Deanna Smith. Give and go. Cuts to the foul line and switches to two. That's a nice give and take. Just what they need. A good quick basket. So two more points for Kingy. He leads the score for Adelaide on 14 points. Capitals have got the ball. Ball's in Whelan's hands. Swings it to Hamilton who feeds Jackson inside. Whelan's moves off the post. Quick ball movement inside to Silly Sammy. Stops waiting for the call. Kingy advances the ball quickly, looks to push it past. They've got the ball on the 45. Feeds low to Rachel Spawn. Cuts through the keyway, doesn't get it. Brogan picks up the ball. Takes it. Oh, that's a good drive from Michelle Brogan.
She's taking the ball very well. Very well. They're looking so much better now, Adelaide, in offense. They're getting some good give and go cuts. They got in good penetration, taking people to the basket, just being an offensive threat out there, rather than just passing. They're looking much more positive in their offensive game right now.
Two offensive trips down that end. Brogan's got the ball. She's had a look at her play, thrown in the fake and taken the ball strong to the basket. She looks like she's come to play and is really going to contribute offensively, which is what Adelaide needs. Time out called. We've had a sub come in for Adelaide. I think we've got Braithwaite second in it. And replace with Spawn. Take the break. So here we go. We've got a 35-44 game, so it's back to 9-point difference with 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
There's a couple of changes to the mismatches out there with Adelaide. They obviously switched around, had Jay Kimmy guarding Sandy, trying to contain her. Obviously concerned that she was scoring way too easily. And now Sandy obviously looking to post Jake King out. There's a whole lot of contact happening there in the Keyway. The umpires are letting it go. The last time Canberra had an offensive down, Sandy getting a bit upset that there was a bit too much contact and the umpire made a no call.
And that's probably the way they've scored the game, though, we're in fairness, so that's not bad.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think, too, that Adelaide's concern with Shelley Sandy would be her scoring power, but also the fact that she's been running the show pretty much.
She has indeed.
So the ball's back inside to Willen. She feeds low to Shelley Sandy, and as we speak, she misses a nice two-pointer. Ball comes into Bogan. She looks to bring the ball up. Long pass down to Jenny Screen on the 45. Ball comes back out the top to Tingy. Tingy looking to set something up. Braithwaite steps out for a screen. Double screen at the top there. Hand off to Bogan. She looks to take it to the basket again. No tall. Ball's knocked out of her hands. Campbell come up with a loose ball. Willens with the ball, pushing it down strong to the 45. Campbell comes through. The ball comes back out to the top to Shelley Sandy. She takes the time, puts the ball on her arm, says, let's set it up, girl. Hamilton steps out high, kicks the ball back to Sandy, isolating Jackson low. They should jump that classic turnaround jump shot. Doesn't come off the time, and Jenny Spring jumps off the rebound.
And JT is pushing the ball very fast and takes Lauren Jackson, jumps to Deanna Smith. Big block by Lauren Jackson. After the block, she's basically knocked Deanna Smith down to the ground, but she has called two shots, so was actually on the shot. It was very, very late because Canberra were already advancing the ball down court when Sharon Arnold made that call.
Deanna Smith takes the first of her free throws and she makes that convert set, so we're looking at 36-46, 10-point game, 4 minutes to play, and this is the second. And the ball goes out of court, and it's a Capitals ball. So they seem to be making a run, but not making a dent in the scoreboard.
No, missed opportunity there with those foul shots, and also the offensive rebound Adelaide could have come up with. It didn't have anyone on the line. Down Canberra, Zen Sharp now has it on the wing, taking Jennifer Screen to the hole, and buries the layup. Jay Kingy will bounce the ball back to Adelaide.
Tingy's got the ball at the top. She's looking to feed inside, but there's a lot of pressure inside. Tracy Braithwaite has been some more foul on extended. Ball goes cross court. Big pass to Jay Tingy. Takes it well. Lines up for the 2-point. Jay Tingy is trying to lift this Adelaide team. So the ball's been advanced to Campbell Willis. Has got the ball in the 45.
Down to Sharp on the wing, and she's looking for Lauren Jackson down low. She moves on Brogan. Good defense. It's getting very, very physical out here. Eleanor Sharp has been called for a foul, going for that rebound, going over the back of Jennifer Screen. And we've got a sub in, Jennifer Screen out, and Tammy Hoare back in. Adelaide have got the inline ball after that foul being called on Eleanor Sharp. And we've actually got Eleanor Sharp on three fouls. She's just been subbed out with Abrams coming back in for her. Jay Kingy now bringing the ball back down court for Adelaide to Tammy Hoare on the wing, and passes into Tracy Braithwaite. Correct move on Lauren Jackson, gets blocked, and Kim Whelans comes up with the ball, bringing it back down to Canberra.
Whelans with the ball on the 45, Deanna Smith trying to contain her. Jackson swings it back to Shelley Sandy. Shelley Sandy being guarded by Tammy Hoare. She looks to penetrate, can't get through, runs into Jackson actually, it pulls up in time for the shot. Jackson got a hand to the rebound and managed to push it back out to Lucille Hamilton, who takes the shot. Rebound picked up by Adelaide. Bogan looks to advance the ball back down. Oh, and a good recovery, nearly lost the ball, but Kingy has the ball at the top. Gives it to Bogan. She steps back. What's happening? And in the end, decides to shoot it, pulls up short. Jackson pulls in the rebound, and a clumsy foul, unfortunately, from Adelaide. So Jackson slows the game up, foul called, baseline ball for Capitals.
Bit of indecision there with Brogan. That's just such a sweet shot for her. She really hesitated on taking it, and the end took it and probably
pulled it up
was
short.
Unbalanced and, yeah, fell short.
Yeah, in fact, you're right. That is a bread and butter shot. Brogan's that third classic, isn't it? Just around the little 8 to 10 foot around the end of the keyway.
Absolutely. We've got a sub in, Rachel Spawn back into Tracy Braithwaite. Jay Kingy on the ball with Abrams. Just turned the ball over, looking to reverse it to the other side, and it's just gone straight out of court on the opposite side. Adelaide will inbound through Deanna Smith and Kingy.
We are 2 minutes left in the third quarter, where we've got 38 to the Lightning and 48 to Capitals. Ball's in Tammy Hoare's hand on the 45. She swings it back out through Spawn. Smith on to takes the drive and roll, looks to pull up for a jumper, pulls a bit short, Lauren Jackson pulls in the big rebound, dishes it out to Kim Williams, who looks to push the ball down to the 45. She pulls it out, she's looking to attack, nice, a beautiful drive from Kim Williams. You know, fake, looked like she was going to offload the ball, kept her dribble alive, little spin move straight through the middle and through the foul. So that is Deanna Smith, their personal foul, and we've got Kim Williams to the line. And it's strange that he's maybe brought Eleanor Sharp back on now with a minute 47 left on the clock, when she's got three fouls. Perhaps just a quick rest to say, be careful, be smart, don't get your fourth foul before half-time, but we need you out on the court now. Kim Williams takes the first of her foul shots and misses that one, lines up with the second and unfortunately misses that as well. Lauren Jackson pulls in a big rebound, off balance, puts up the shot, didn't look too bad, but Tammy Hall has pulled in the rebound, so didn't quite make that. Kingy receives the ball from Hall, she pushes it up, has a look behind, waits for Hall to get down in place, so we're setting up with Lightning, setting up in a swing through motion on the baseline. Ball goes high to the corner of the foul line to Brogan, she's looking at taking the ball. Strong pass to the baseline and a 3-second call by Sharon Arnold. Unlucky, but probably the ball should have been moved a bit quicker. Yeah. Not going to turn over there to Adelaide.
Adelaide haven't been able to close this gap that they had at half time of 10 points. So Canberra still with a 10-point lead with just over a minute to go. Canberra with possession with Dealens with the ball on the wing. Takes Deanna Smith to the hole and buries 2 points and a foul drawn on Deanna Smith.
Yeah, she's struggling to contain the drives at the moment. Probably a bit of match fitness. She really hasn't been back that long from injury.
No, so that's Deanna's fourth foul. She comes off and Jenny screams. Although that, interestingly enough, with that defensive move from Deanna Smith and Jenny screams will be again a couple of times in the exact same move. That they girls really need to get their feet moving a bit in offense. So, Kim Williams converts the bonus free throw. Now we've got a 51-38 lead for the Capitals. Falls in Kingy's hands. She's looking to wheel and mule on the 45. Passes it low to Brogan. Squares up. Big cross-court pass to Jenny Screen, who looks for the shot. Pulled up short. Didn't take the shot confidently either. The other interesting thing, we just had a gentleman in the crowd behind us. They're like, come on, Adelaide, play with some confidence. And it's exactly what they look like they're not doing, doesn't it? They really need to have some belief in themselves and take it to the basket.
Okay. Apart from Jay Keane, there's really not anyone that, you know, really wants to be the shooter. And that was a pressure shot taken by Jay Keane that time, and Lucille Hamilton coming up with the ball for Canberra.
That's Rachel Swan gets called for a foul on the half-court line, so that brings up their fourth team foul, but that's Rachel...
And Rachel Swan's actually asking for a sub, she's in a bit of pain there, and she's asking for a sub. And it's Rachel's third personal. Jenny Screen defending Eleanor Sharp, Kelly Sandy with the ball.
Find it. Ball's in, Lucille Hamilton to Fiji and low to Kelly Sandy. Good pressure, double team there. Sandy gets up a shot, tough shot, went through two lighting drives and made the basket. Kingy's advancing the ball down the court, looking for an early release. He gives it to Trent on the wing, who has a look, can't seem to get it in. Tough feed in to Brogan, who picks up the ball, feeds to Tammy Hoare, who under pressure puts up a tough shot. The ball drops in and we've got a bonus shot coming to Tammy Hoare. Maybe this will spark them, Mary. For a sub coming in, racing form coming out of the game. She does look to be in a lot of pain actually, moving very gingerly.
She was asking Dan for that sub to the bench, she wanted to come out. I think she's twinged it again. She seems to be favouring her neck a little bit when she was asking for that sub to come out.
So Tammy Hoare on the line, hopefully convert this free throw, which she does. Brings it back to 41-53. We've got a 12-point game with 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Sandy bringing the ball up pretty quickly. That ball's in Jackson's hand. She props, takes the three-pointer and switches it. It's a great shot.
Jackson is fired up. Jackson's reaction after hitting that three, she is fired up. They are so pumped up to win this game. They are not going to relinquish this lead in any hurry in this fourth quarter.
No, in fact, I can't see, unless Adelaide has a dramatic turnaround in terms of form and confidence this last quarter. It would be interesting here to see whether Sterling tries any of her rookies here. Like, obviously, both Jenny Screen and Deanna Smith have been burnt on the 45 drive. Maybe one of the younger kids, like a Flanagan or a Lampstead, might have a go at taking away the baseline drive. The girls aren't looking to leave the the group faster on the court, aren't you, Ligon? So maybe some changes. However,
the other thing is, I think that I'd like to see maybe Williams and Sharp be forced to take the outside shot, because really they're not really haven't been hitting from outside, and the girls are getting right up in their face, encouraging them to take the drive, and they're getting burnt. Canberra doing the right thing. The girls are taking to the basket and they are making those drives. They're making the 2 points and making Adelaide pay with a foul as well and going to the foul line and getting the bonus shot as well.
Absolutely. And conversely, in offense, Adelaide are looking good in Canada. And the pressure from Canberra has a lot to do with that, obviously. They've been all over the shop. As soon as the ball's pulled up, they've got hands in the lanes, there's pressure on the ball. There's really no easy avenue for Adelaide, but they're not playing with a lot of confidence offensively either. Rachel Sporn has gone down to the rooms. I suspect that she won't play any more part of the game, although she could be, physiotherapist has gone down with it. They may be re-strapping her shoulder with an attempt to get her back out here again, but I would think that if she's in any pain, they may well be wiser to get her out for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And front up again next week, because obviously at this stage it's looking pretty much like that. They would have to come back and play
next Saturday here.
Okay, 3/4 time set. We've got 3 seconds to go before the fourth quarter. We've got Lauren Jackson on 25 points. So, heard it held Lauren to a 5-point quarter, but Shelley Sandy needs up to 15.
She probably picked up a slack from Lauren Jackson that quarter, I think. And Kim Wheeler's actually got a few points. He's sitting on 8 points now.
Okay, starting 5 for Capital is unchanged. So we've got Jackson, Sandy, Sharp, Hamilton and Whelan. And for Adelaide,
we've got Hoare, Kingy, Screen, Brogan and Deanna Smith coming in for Rachel Sporn.
Jackson wins the cap, taps it back to Shelley Sandy. She's got the ball in the 45, swings it back, reverses a high through Jackson. Two-man play with Jackson and Sharp, swings it back to Sandy inside to Hamilton. Hamilton guarded by Brogan. Brogan pushes her out further. Good hands by Tammy Hoare, takes the deflection on a fast break, lays it up, and unbelievable shit. Jackson ran back with it and blocked the fast break. The girl is on fire. She's unstoppable. Tammy breaks up. The ball's back in Kim Whelan's hands at the top of the keyway. Gives them time to set it up. You've got a double post start here. Whelan cuts off the post, feeds it to Jackson. Jackson swings it through Hamilton back to the 45. Whelan cuts towards the basket. Sandy keeps rotating and pulls up for the top jump shot. And draws the foul from Phil Brogan, who just had too much of the arm inside that one.
And probably got a couple of mismatches out there with Brogan's on Jackson, Tammy Hoare's on Lucille Hamilton. No, still not looking too bad. Jake King is still matching up on Shelley Sandy, but it looks like Adelaide are maybe trying to switch a bit now and then. There's a few mismatches that come out of that offence, I thought.
Sandy misses the first of her free throws, and maybe with the fact that we are having trouble containing them and Lightning 17 with containing them, we could perhaps look at maybe going to a line or something with a candle or try something different here.
Yep.
And Sandy misses the second of her free throw. The crowd's just starting to come alive, trying to get Lightning back into this game. Kingy advances the ball quickly. Deanna Smith takes the ball to the basket. Completes the 2 points, but it was before the shot. So we've got an end line ball for Lightning. She draws the foul on Shelley Sandy. That's Shelley's third foul. I think third. Let's have a look. Shelley Sandy.
Yep, sorry.
That's her third foul. Hoare got the ball in the 45. Green swings it back to Deanna Smith, and maybe Deanna Smith's about to light up. Let's hope. She does a stutter step, looks to hand off, but Newland's got a hand in the lane. So we've got a baseline ball for Adelaide. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball's in Smith's hands. Green's going through the middle. Ball goes to Brogan. Brogan looks to pump it in. And a great steal from Shelley Sandy. But she pulls up with a loose ball, dives on it, and we've got a jump ball between Sandy and Hoare.
Shelley Sandy and Lauren Jackson are just in everything in this game so far. They are almost single-handedly just tearing it away from Adelaide.
They are, but the support or the unity in the Canberra team is phenomenal. Sharp's just been, as we said, if they were double-teaming and she made them pay, she'd drive to the basket. Whelan's has been really serviceable. It has been like she's made some great buckets. There's been nothing lost in their subs. Ball goes baseline to Brogan. She feels the pressure of Jackson coming at her. Missed the shot, but Kenny picks up the rebound. Ball goes back to Deanna Smith. Great pass under the basket to Brogan. With 8.5 minutes left to go, we're looking at a 43 Adelaide 56 Canberra Capital game. Kelly Sandy gives the ball back to Jackson at the point, over to Whelans on the wing, looking for Lucille Hamilton coming down low. Back to Sharp at the point, she drives, and ball goes out of court, off hands, and Canberra get the ball back from the baseline, Whelans to inbound. And that was good defense by Jay Kingy there. Jay King coming out, ball inbound, Sandy. Misses the shot, jump shot on the baseline. Jackson comes up with a loose ball. Canberra again have a full swap and looking to run offense again in the half court. And Jay King puts a bit of pressure on Sandy on the wing and gets a turnover. Sandy dropping the ball out of court. Jay King advancing the ball down for Adelaide.
Smith's got the ball on the 45. He swings it back through Hoare. Green passes it back to the opposite 45. King looks to penetrate low. Great. Kingy made the 2 points, got fouled in the next one, so she's got a bonus 3 points. That's what Adelaide need. They need to start attacking more. If Kingy converts this fast, the bonus 3 points, we're looking at back to a 10-point game, and who knows what will happen.
And Jenny Screen showing a bit of emotion there after Jay Kingy made that 2 points by getting fired up. That's what they need, a bit of spirit, getting fired up, get a few stops and make this an exciting last quarter. Down to 10 points as Kay said there.
Calls it Hamilton to Pam, she swings it to Sandy, Sandy to Jackson. Jackson looks at the shot clock, plenty of time. Swings it to Eleanor Sharp, who's looking to penetrate. Oh, loose ball turnover, Bodian comes up and it goes to Kingy. Kingy advances the ball down, she's got Green, she's got Smith on the 45. She takes one dribble. Is this the 56, 48, Canberra, call the timeout. Bit of a run, maybe a good workout from Trapp. 7.25 left to go and it's back to an 8-point game.
The crowd are getting very loud here, it's getting hard to hear. Adelaide having a lovely run there, getting 2, 4, probably 6 points on that run, getting a back point game.
Deanna Smith looks like she's come out in this last quarter and she's going to score, she's going to make it happen.
Absolutely, they've turned it around now, they know they're back in this game now, 8 points with 7.5 minutes to go is nothing.
No, and I've got to say I've been really impressed with the way the refs have umpired this game. They've been consistent the whole game. It has been a physical game, but it's been physical both ends and it's like play on girls and the girls have adapted well to it. They're doing really well. Great. Good game. Very high standard.
It is, and Adelaide have just seemed to be finding a little bit more confidence now in offense, pushing the ball up, drawing people, making that pass or finding the open person. And they're actually making those shots now rather than before they were missing them.
Is this where we see really the fact that Shelley, Sandy and Jackson, Hamilton hasn't had a break. There's four of those players out there and I reckon have played pretty much the whole game. You know, we've talked about how good Shelley Sandy's been. She's got to be starting to feel tired now. She has been up and down that floor. Everything, Evelyn's ball, the crowd is really getting behind the line. She knows will the pressure tell. And she there they go. On the 45. She beats behind Jackson. Jackson swings it through to Eleanor Sharp. Still got good ball movement. Sandy cuts it back. Oh, that's beautiful. All goes inside to Jackson, who has jumped by and posted up and then called for the offensive foul. So the ball is running with the Nightingales at the moment. The ball's in Kingy's hand. She pushes forward. Jenny Spring's got the ball. She kicks over to Deanna Smith. Deanna Smith cuts through. Kingy looks to penetrate. Takes on Jackson. Doesn't make it. Jackson pulls in the rebound. She's got it. Whelans heads to the ball. The ball comes down into the capital. Offensive end. Ball goes back to Jackson at the top of the T-way. Standing with the ball in her hand.
Standing still with the ball in her hand. Dribbles to the wing. Gets it up to Jackson at the point. The ball gets reversed to Whelans. There's a screen on the ball. There's a switch happening there. Ball goes into Jackson down low and to Lucille Hamilton. They get the 2 points under the basket and a foul called on Jay Kingy. And she'll get a bonus point at the foul line.
Still a 10-point game, but the intensity and the momentum of this game has just lifted amazingly. The crowd is obviously right in there behind them. 58, 48, Capitals lead. Hamilton on the line for a bonus 2 points. She bounces, she misses, breaks and comes up the rebound. It's loose. Janice just picks it up. She pushes the ball down. Looks at Kingy. Kingy saves a very close to a cross-court violation. Ball in the hand, she gives it to Smith. Smith on the 45, looking to do something.
Wastes the dribble passes to Kingy on the baseline. Kingy keeps the ball alive. Takes it in. Feeds to Tammy Hall. It's a great pass. Great pass by Jay Kingy. Great finish by Tammy Hall.
Got a few ball movements from the Adelaide girls.
Ball's in silly Sammy's hand. Sammy looking to set something up. Passing across to Keita Jackson. We've seen it all game. Jackson passes it on. Screen and roll. Whelan looks to penetrate. Kisses it out to Jackson. He switches a three-pointer. The girl is unstoppable.
She is so fired up. She is shooting so well from that three-point line. It's just scary. She doesn't need to do the screen and roll to the basket. She just steps out and shoots a three. Adelaide with the ball. Deanna Smith down on the wing to Brogan. Into Tammy Hall in the post. Kick and cut to Brogan. She can't bury the shot. Lauren Jackson comes up with a rebound. Shelley Sandy will advance the ball again for Canberra.
Ball's in Shelley Sandy's hands. She pushes towards the 45. Jackson steps out. Get rid of Jay King. Now we've got 5.5 minutes to go, Weary. We had a timeout called by Lightning, but that's Shelly Sandy's fourth foul. Shelly Sandy has been just such a key player in this game. With her and Jackson, I'd like to think that if Shelly Sandy fouls out, the other Lightning, the other Capitals girls will hang in there. Of course, Jackson's just been phenomenal, but it's a dangerous situation for the Capitals. It's an 11-point game, but the momentum certainly changed towards Lightning in the last minute or so. Three minutes.
Yeah, the intensity of the game and the noise of the crowd suggests that it's a 2-point game at the moment, and it goes from almost being 6-point deficit when Adelaide just missed a layup, and then it turns around and Lauren Jackson hits a three and it's back out to 11 again.
It's been sensational.
The tide is turning just basket to basket.
Ball's in Kingy's hand. She passes off the screen on the 45. Green looking to release the ball with a bit of pressure from Saab. Deanna Smith got the ball at the top. She looks to penetrate past. Billy Sandy. Brogan takes the ball to the hoop and draws the foul on Lucille Hamilton. That's Hamilton's third foul, and that's Capitals' third foul this quarter. She was fouled in the active shooting, so we've got Brogan on the line. Brogan has played two free throws. She makes them both. We go back to the 9-point game. Lines up for the first and converts.
That's the only time. Shelley Sandy on three fouls up there now. They've changed the board.
Okay, so Shelley Sandy, they have changed the board. Shelley Sandy at three quarter time.
Two.
Yeah, so that's right. She's only on three. Kingy's got the ball. She's advancing it down. It's a 9-point game. 5 minutes to go. Ball's in Smith's hand. She looks to dive fast. Penetrate. Ball doesn't drop, but chases her own rebound. Great effort. Down to Smith. Gets the ball to Kingy. Penetrates again. And a good... Oh, no. Great hands from Capitals, though. Good pressure.
Great hands.
Whelan comes up with the ball. Ball's in Philly Sandy's hand.
She went down to the ground without making a dribble, but there was no call from the umpires, and I'm not too sure what's happening at the moment, whether it's a jump ball. I think it's the jump ball between Deanna Smith and Shelley Sandy now.
Umpires just wiping the ball off. It is physical out there. They are absolutely having a rigid go at this. There's no tomorrow for these things. There is actually, but they're playing like there's no tomorrow.
So both here we go. Teams wanting that home court advantage. They really want to have that rest next week and be playing in the grand final the week after.
Interesting.
A quarter violation off the jump ball there. With Deanna Smith having a violation called on her, so Canberra coming up with the ball. And he's giving Terry Grass, giving Shelley Sandy a red. Abrams back in. She's having a rest with 4.5 minutes left on the clock.
9 points the difference. It's a Canberra side ball. And we've got a bit of time off while we have the floor wiped, so both teams in a huddle. Jackson's crew and her team are saying, just suck it in, girls. Just play steady. We've got it, guys. It's in front of us. And the Adelaide girls looking like, come on, we want to do it. Let's lift it up a bit. The ball's in. Eleanor Sharp's hand. She feeds it into Whelan. Whelan has got the ball. Gives it back to Sharp on the 45. Jackson steps out. He sees the ball at the top. Hamilton swings it to Abrams. Steps the screen. Whelan comes off. Ball's fed inside to Hamilton. She turns around. The ball bounces out. She gives it off to Kingy. Kingy pushes the ball forward.
Jay Kingy still pushing up to Jennifer Screen. She's still got the ball on the wing. She puts it back to Jay Kingy at the point. And Jay Kingy dribbling, still with the ball, coming off the screen from Jennifer Screen. Passes on to Deanna Smith. Has a screen set by Deanna Smith. Dribbles up and turns the ball over. Lauren Jackson comes up with the ball. And Abrams now with the ball for Canberra, being guarded by Jay Kingy. Reverses it through Lauren Jackson to the point onto Eleanor Sharp. She drives, dishes off, and Jennifer Screen almost has a steal. Goes off to Abrams, back to Sharp, and the Wembley drive. Adelaide come up with the ball, the shot didn't drop. Jennifer Screen has it down the offensive end, and Sharp almost gets a great steal. The pass looking good of JT there, but ending up out of court off of Eleanor Sharp.
There's 3:18 left to go. We've got 61 to Capitals and 52 to Adelaide. We've also got Capitals in five teams now with Lightning in two, so this is where it'll be telling.
And it looks like Shelley Sandy's wanting to come back in next sub for Canberra. She's standing up on the end of the bench there, waiting. Ball gets inbounded to Jennifer Screen. Looking low into Brogan. Ball gets skipped past over the other side to Deanna Smith. Ball short. Tammy Hall comes up with a rebound. Nice pass to Deanna Smith. Can't put it in. Can't put it in. Takes it back out again to Jay Kingy at the top of the keyway. We've got a new clock. Ball goes into Brogan and she gets a 2 point. Comes to Marston. We've got a 7 point time with just under 3 minutes to go.
Ball's in Whelan's hand. She's bringing up against Kingy. Kingy puts the pressure on. The ball's in the 45. One out to Dr. Jackson. Jackson's got the ball. Brogan's in front of her. Hands are up. Camera, keep moving. The ball gets one to Sharp. Sharp's looking to see what she can do. Whelan's has got it. There's no look inside. Gets back to Marston and drops it a lovely two. Underarm layup. Adelaide swing the ball back. Kingy's pushing the ball back through. Looking to attack Eleanor Sharp. Picks up the ball. Dishes it. Down to Smith, misses the layup, a tough shot, but misses the layup. Canberra picks up the rebound. The ball's in Whelan, counter 45. No defense there. She just gets back, but swings it out to Jackson.
Jackson has the ball at the point, dishing off to Eleanor Sharp at the top of the keyway. Now the ball with Abrams on the wing with a screen being set on her with Lucille Hamilton. Jackson for the three. It was a banker, but it didn't go down. Jennifer Screen gets the loose ball and advances down court. The foul has been called on Whelan and Jennifer Screen will go to the line for two shots because Canberra are in bonus. Kelly Sandy is subbing back in for Kelly Abrams and there's a timeout being called. Both teams go to the bench.
Kelly Abrams has got some stepping around her knee. She was one above her knee and one below her knee, which I didn't notice before, so it will appear that she's actually strained a bit of a knee muscle there, so we'll see what happens. We've got 1 minute and 56 seconds left to go. This last quarter has just been sensational. Just had everything. All the players dive on loose balls. The rebounding's been tough. There's been pressure. There's been some great baskets under pressure. It's been second attempts at everything. You know, there's a loose ball and you want to go in there. It's pretty dangerous, but they're diving on it. This looks great. They're doing really well.
It does. And even though there's a 9-point difference at the moment, scoreline 54-63, it just seems so much closer than that. You just think with maybe a couple of threes that if Adelaide could hit it, it'd be back to, you know, a 3-point game. Canberra certainly aren't going to be keen on letting that happen. And Kelly Sandy now coming back into the game for this very crucial last 2 minutes.
And I couldn't see Kelly Sandy or Lauren Jackson or Kim Whelan or Lucille Hamilton or Eleanor Sharp. They have just pulled together incredibly well in this game. The Lightning girls can do it though. You know, we've got Jenny Quinn on the line now for 2 points. She converts things and we're looking at a 7-point game. King can hit a 3-pointer with the best one. Brogan can hit a 3-pointer. Deanna Smith, the 9-shooter. So, you know, that's a and a half full of action. Let's go.
Absolutely. Jennifer Screen going to the line now for 2 foul shots. She makes the first one. It's an 8-point game now. It's going to be a very exciting last 2 minutes. And she makes both.
a 7-point game now. Sandy has the ball, advances down to Eleanor Sharp, bringing it down the court into Canberra's offensive end. Lucille Hamilton with the ball at the point. Sandy now with the ball on the wing, looking to screen down low, looking to get it into Jackson. And Sandy looking to drive, dumps it back out to Jackson on the wing. Jackson pull up jump shot and makes a tough jump shot over two Adelaide Lightning players. Swish. Brogan advancing the ball now for Adelaide.
Okay, she swings it back out the top to Tammy Hall. Tammy Hall gets off to Tingy on the 45, who looks for an early three. Oh, she's got the three-point. Right down. 59-65. It's a 7-point game. A minute and a half to go. The ball's in Jackson's hands on the 45. She's been pressured. The ball gets back out to Sandy. Sandy's got Brogan on it. They've got fouls to give out, mate. They look to move the ball around, Cam. Jackson cuts to the, through the middle. Ball can't get in, though. Silly Sandy's looking to swing it around. The ball's in Jackson's hand baseline. Comes right out to Hamilton. Sandy attacks the basket.
And it's so loud in here that they would not have heard that about to go off or hear any sort of warning at all from the bench or whatever. It's just so loud in here, you cannot hear a thing.
So Green, it screams and buzz in the ball. She's got it at the top. There's a minute left, guys. She's looking to attack the basket. This is the Tingy. Tingy takes Whelan, goes straight to the basket and makes the three. Like an all-point game. All-point game with 50 seconds left on the clock. And they still with fouls to give. They need to get up the floor. Deanna Smith for the book. Tingy's got it. Gets the ball. Brogan goes to the intersection. They swing it down to Hamilton. Hamilton pulls it out. She's got the ball in the hand. Brogan putting some pressure on it. She does that now. That makes that late third team foul. The ball will come to the sideline. And the timeout called by Capitals. It's a 20-second timeout. It's a short one. Girls, get in there. Pull it in. That's what Carrie was saying. Settle down, girls. Run what's been getting us the game. We've been in front all game by running our offense. Finding the loose lane. Gamma was saying, get out there, girls. Put your hands in the lane. Do it. There's four points difference, 37 seconds left to go, and they've got Canberra and things out. Canberra just have to play steady, get the ball in Lauren's hands. She feeds it out again.
Absolutely, and depending on whether these foul shots go down or not, there's still basically two offenses left in this game. So
side ball.
I reckon it's all going to side ball.
So they'll get in the lanes here.
Adelaide
will they give up the quick foul early?
Adelaide needs to get a stop.
Jenny Spring denying the ball. That's interesting. Ball's out of hand, Sam. Deanna Smith all over. They want to stop the clock now. Get up, Deanna. Get up. Get up. Get up. And Tammy Hall calls for the foul. Lauren Jackson takes it to the hoop, as you would expect.
Probably not the person that you want to foul, though, the way Lauren Jackson is shooting. I'm not sure. No, it's still in-line ball, so there's 28 seconds left on the clock. It's still a four-point game.
Ball's in wheel and pan. She feeds inside to eight.
Oh, it's Jenny Spring. She's on the inbound.
Great, Jenny. It's driving to the hole. And there's a foul called on Shelley Sandy. That'll be her fourth.
There is 22 seconds left on the clock. Jay Keane will go to the line for two foul shots. It's a four-point game. This is going to be a sensational finish to this game. Adelaide are probably going to have to foul. If they don't get the quick steal on the inbound, they're going to have to foul and hope that Canberra missed the foul shot.
So, Kingy lines up for the first. Misses the first shot. She loosens up. She's ready for the second. 22.8 seconds left on the clock. She lines the second. She's pushing back. Lightning turnaround. They're in full court pressure. The ball's in Jackson's hand. She's
three points of difference. 20 seconds on the clock. 20 seconds. Brogan is all over Sandy. They're double teaming. They're double teaming.
Where is the clock of ball?
There's no stop. 10 seconds. Nine. The foul with 9 seconds on the clock. 3 points of difference. Adelaide so close to getting a steal then, couldn't quite come up with the ball. It's now going to depend on whether these foul shots go down or not and whether Adelaide have got a chance of winning this game.
So we've got Kelly Abrams on the line. She walks to the line confidently. Has a look, not a problem. Steps up, lines up, and misses the bird. Got an encouragement from her Canberra teammates, the Adelaide team. We need to bounce on the ball. She lines up, ready for the second. He makes the second, that's good job. Brogan's got the ball. Tingy advances, there's 8 seconds left, he's got it forward. Deanna Smith looks at the shot. And a good block from Abraham.
That's the end of the game.
What a finish. Adelaide did a sensational job to get back from 15 points down. Several times they got 15 points down. They had their chance. They could have won that in the last quarter. But to Canberra's credit, what a sensational game by Kelly Sandy. Lauren Jackson finishing with 30 points. Kelly Sandy with 15. So thanks for having having 20 points at the half, finishing with 30. Sandy finishing with 15. We've got Sharp finishing with 4. Hamilton with 6. Abrams with 1. And Wheelands with 10. So we have a great quick lineup. We've got Smith on 7, Tingy on 25, Green on 4, Hoare on 7, and Brogan on 19. What a game. And Adelaide actually kept Canberra to 10 points in that last quarter and scored 21 themselves, so huge quarter by Adelaide that last quarter, but they just couldn't quite, and they had the Capitals with 5 team fouls with 4.5 minutes left to go. Rachel Spawn's come back out to be with the team at the end of the game, and she's about to she looks extremely pale and I'm in quite a bit of pain. Deanna Smith are just presenting a few awards here. I think Deanna Smith going up, I think, with foul shooting, 100%, including an award for the season. Very nice, thank you. Very nice. So Canberra running the entire game on 7 players. Jackson running at a full 40. Lucille Hamilton pretty close to it. Shelley Sandy only had a 2.5 minute break. Eleanor Sharp only had a 2.5 minute break. And we had a rotation of Adelaide. 7 players also, I think there. 8 now, I reckon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 3. No, 7 players. Very. See, that was a tough game.
Very
really tough.
Tough
game. Physical the whole game. The umpires, in fact, let it go the whole game. Lauren Jackson just receiving.
This field goal percentage for the season. Top shot, lovely. Well, you would imagine that Lauren Jackson should be getting that award.
She had a couple of just shot blocks today. Like, I'm sure the offensive player said, oh, I've got this. And out of nowhere came his enormous arm. But truly, I mean, Jackson scored 30 and she was just a huge presence over the whole court. Shelley Sandy just controlled the game for Capitals the whole time.
Yeah,
Lauren. Team focus. But that team, the Canberra team, they all continued. You know, they picked up where they had to. Absolutely.
Lauren Jackson shooting more than 50% from the floor, ending with 30 points, 15 rebounds, 4 block shots, 3 assists. She had a pretty amazing game there.
Absolutely. Sensational.
Very good stat.
You have a look at through for the whole game. Both teams ended up with 15 assists to Adelaide, 11 to the Capitals, total rebounds, 39 to the Capitals and 41 to Adelaide.
And Jay King finishing top point scorer for Adelaide on 25 and having 4 assists, 1 steal. Again, 50% shooting from the floor from Jay King, and Michelle Brogan finishing with 19 points. And for the Capitals, Shelley Sandy finishing with 15 points, 4 rebounds. And then after that, going down to Kim Whelan, who probably ended up having a pretty good game, really, finishing with 10 points for her. She contributed quite well, drove to the basket very well, very strong for Canberra there.
I think that's probably one of the things that Canberra really highlighted in that game, was that as much as the focus offensively is very strongly on Lauren Jackson, if you concentrate as a defensive team only on her, you will get hurt. You know,
absolutely.
If they don't convert, they certainly make it right. You know, they look to penetrate, they draw the player, and then once again, what happens is that they find her again. So
that's it.
So Canberra booking their spot in the grand final for a home national women's national league grand final in Canberra. Their opponent to be decided next week between Sydney and Adelaide Quick Lightning. So this is Michelle Tucker and Kay Flynn starting off.
Yeah, we're looking at Chips Go, baby, go, go. Oh, we're right behind Chips